Are you ready?
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Well, good morning.
Our intro is sexist.
What?
Because it just tells the gentlemen to brace themselves and it leaves the ladies out. Dawn, you
it
tell
just,
them.
No, it presupposes that the women, they already have it together. They don't need to brace themselves because they're solid like rocks.
Or it's saying gentlemen because a gentleman would first secure his lady and get her ready before he got himself ready.
Probably, everybody knows you're supposed to secure your own mask first and then help the person you're traveling with.
It's probably because the women and the children have already been taken care of. And so the guy's like, gentlemen, brace yourselves because we're the last ones left.
We are.
To defend the world against the alien threat that lives in the ocean.
When you put it that way, yes, it's very sexist. You're right.
Yeah.
Told you. Either way, I was right.
Good morning. It is Tuesday. And a great Tuesday it shall be. Today, our dear friend Dawn in studio.
Hey, Dawn.
Here I am.
Welcome.
Thanks, guys.
She is my dear friend.
I didn't brace myself, but I still feel like I can.
That's good.
I'm okay.
Dawn, tell me something.
If
we were in a great crash of a ship, like in King Kong, we were watching King Kong last night.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
You mean like an old...
Like a big old freighter.
You were just talking about space, so I was thinking spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
Or if we were in like the Titanic.
Okay.
Why would you get mad at me if I was like, you go get in the lifeboat, and then I'm going to try to stay here and help people?
I don't know. That's really hard. I don't know. I feel like I'd have to be in that situation to
would
see how it would go.
Would you get mad?
Because you're under a lot of stress.
Yeah.
She would get mad.
I'm trying to help. Why would she get mad?
Because then she'd be like, well, he's about to die.
Yeah, I would be upset. I would probably just want to come try to help with you.
Chrissy might not get mad.
No.
She'd be like, see you, Steve.
If I had children, I'd let you put me
children.
In the boat with the baby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, because I would stay with the children, and I would do whatever it took to make sure they were okay.
Right.
Exactly.
Because such is
but
me
and
burned
Steve,
into my blood.
We would, what an early
we
morning
We would jump back on that boat.
Suck.
That's what I'm thinking about.
You would, to help other people?
We would jump back on that boat.
Well, of course we would.
Okay.
So see what our caller would
let's
do.
Let's see what they say.
Static.
Morning, folks.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you folks doing this morning?
Pretty good.
Great.
Well, I don't know. It's a little early to be thinking about deep things like saving people on freighters. However, if you were on a freighter and it hit a rock or something and it was going down and you put your loved ones in a lifeboat, would you stay with your loved ones or would you go back and help other people?
That is a tough question.
I know.
But you need to answer it right
Matt
now.
Matt asked it at 6:16 in the morning.
The boat wouldn't sink at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You know it would happen like at midnight or something.
Gosh, oh, I'm with you, Celeste.
What'd she say?
She said, what are you talking about? Stop it!
No, we need to.
It's 6:16 in the morning!
We need to know what everybody would do this early in the morning.
I've got the advantage there because I am not even off, I'm on my way home from work.
Oh, see? So you've been up. You can deal
with this. You're full faculties right now.
See, Dawn and Matt drove together this morning, so I didn't have Matt in my passenger seat to wake me up this morning.
I'm trying to do it right now.
This is what he does every day, but normally it's in the car when we're on our way to get my brain working, and now he's doing it here because he didn't do it this morning.
I know, and your brain's not working.
My brain's
I'm
not
trying
working
to help you out,
I'm
friend.
Thinking this is way too much.
Listen, metaphorically, I am coming back onto the boat to save you right now. Boom!
Yeah.
I just blew everybody's
maybe
mind.
Maybe a lot of people aren't awake this morning because apparently there's a bumper sticker on the vehicle I'm driving that says, please cut me off and climb on your brake.
You shouldn't have bought that one, man. That's a bad one.
I've been looking for the sticker, but I just can't seem to find it.
Yeah.
It's invisible.
I don't know. Yeah, other people see it. That's
I don't think those people are going to come back to help you, man, if they're on the boat.
Yeah.
Right?
Truth.
Going to make a song request.
Yeah.
You guys play some Under Oath?
Ooh, yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I will totally play some Under Oath.
Right on. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah,
you too.
Because early in the morning, what you want to hear is A, questions about people
life
dying on a boat,
yeah.
And B, people screaming at you through song.
Moral dilemmas.
I'm just saying.
You want moral dilemmas and metal. That's the two things you want. Now, this is funny, though, because me and Dawn were talking, because the Almost came on earlier, and we were talking on the way here about...
What you prefer?
No, we were talking about what it's like for Aaron to be a drummer in a band, become the front man of a band, and then hop right back into the drummer seat with Paramore. And I said, He's probably just looking at that money check going, this is the right move.
Feels great.
Yeah.
Money check!
Man, Tuesday's going to be great.
It is. We got a lot of new music today that Steve-O has not heard any of.
I haven't heard a single song.
Because he was building a garden yesterday.
Mm. I was. Except I got stalled out.
Oh, yeah.
That's always frustrating because I was like in work mode.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was ready to go, so...
I know.
I'm like amped.
He had
already.
That forward momentum.
Yeah.
Chopped, I got home and he had chopped a tree down and he had the kids out in the yard cleaning up sticks.
I had excavated an entire area and leveled off the dirt. So
it was awesome.
There was so much leveling happening.
It was pretty great.
He had discovered that his neighbors are not
they're
taking
interesting.
Care of their animal.
Yeah, interesting people.
Well, unless their version of taking care of the animal is just letting it walk around in its poop all the time.
They're like, this is his natural environment. He loves poop. You guys want to see it? It's his natural habitat.
You guys, you can put your garden
he
over
was born
here.
For a 20 by 20 space.
There's plenty of fertilizer.
Lined completely with feces.
Yeah. Oh, there's poop everywhere.
Unreal.
And that's a big dog.
Yeah.
That is a
so
huge dog.
So maybe it's
dog.
That they are taking care of him. That's just
and
like three
just
poops.
Pew, pew,
yeah.
Pew,
huge.
Missile poop.
Yeah.
Now
huge
we've moved
dog.
On to poops.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's more like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
All right.
We're back.
Oh. Waking up with poops, questions about lifeboats, and under oath.
There you go.
That's a promise we can give you here.
Every Tuesday from now on.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news with me.
And no one else.
But we're here.
No, that's not
no
true.
You're not. No, you're not.
That's clearly not true.
It is true.
Okay.
Both of you be quiet while I do this.
Okay.
Let me live in my illusion. Use your illusion. One and two. Be
oh,
quiet.
Oh, those are some good records.
I got you.
Gosh.
Remind me to tell you a funny story about Blink-182 when we're off of the air.
Okay.
The U.S. military has developed a pizza that stays good for 3 years unrefrigerated. The youth
group's
armada will never be the same. That's right. I've just given you all gold, youth group people. Youth ministers, get
three
ready.
3 years.
Get ready to have a little more money in the budget. Because you can just buy a couple of these pizzas and never worry again. And
wow.
then all your kids will die.
That's disgusting, yeah.
Yeah,
or they'll be preserved forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe they'll never die.
They'll never die.
Pizza
oh my
is
gosh.
A sacred institution, and I really feel like...
Man.
I have got to get some of this pizza.
This is going to bring the... If anything brings the zombie apocalypse, it's going to be
yeah.
three-year-old pizza.
Right.
Mark my words.
Oh,
that's how the zombies will sustain.
Yeah.
They'll eat this pizza, it'll kill the human, but then the crap in the pizza will revive the body.
Yeah.
Right.
And it won't die.
They'll go on yeah. living forever.
This is great. Thank you, military. Venture capitalist Tom Perkins says that political candidates with more money should get more votes.
What?
More money, more votes.
I don't... Okay.
Maybe he thinks that if you're super rich or super smart, so the super richer that you are, the super smarter that you are. However, I think we all have some examples in mind of people that
yeah.
may not apply.
I know, yeah. me.
Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
I'm super rich and very stupid.
Yeah.
I haven't told you guys about my fortune that I've hid away in the mountain.
That's cool.
It's under the mountain with all the nuclear warheads.
Ah.
Okay.
And so, the dragon.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
It's good.
Bobsled competition has started at the Olympics. I wonder how Jamaica's going to do.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme.
The Olympics are almost over is the next headline. According to a recent National Science Survey, about a quarter of all Americans incorrectly believe that the sun revolves around the earth.
Okay.
That's right.
Still?
A quarter of all Americans incorrectly believe that the sun revolves around the earth.
So not a quarter of the people on the earth, a quarter of people living in the United States of America?
Yeah, America.
All okay. right.
And I will point this little irony out. This is how the sentence is actually typed on the paper. You ready? According to a recent National Science Survey, about a quarter of all Americans incorrectly believes that the sun revolves around the earth. So
okay.
clearly, my scientist friend here doesn't know how to speak English.
Yeah.
My question would be, is what, you know, percentage representation are all of, like, the fifth grade and lower children in America, because maybe maybe a quarter of Americans are in fifth grade or lower.
Luke's in second grade and he knows.
Yeah,
that.
He knows.
Second grade.
Tim was talking about this while we were on the road, and I'm pretty sure it was like adults, like college age and up.
Well, that's ridiculous because we all know that it goes up from the ocean and goes down in the ocean because the earth is flat.
I know, and it's being held in place by a giant turtle that sits under the earth.
So obviously,
hollow earth theory.
Nothing revolves around anything. It just comes up from one side of the water and goes back into the water.
I will say this.
What a dummy.
I listened to the debate about creation and, well, old earth and new earth, and I was really disappointed in the coverage of hollow earth. You guys made it out to be a joke, and I got offended.
Yeah, I'm
really
sorry.
Offended.
Yeah, that's because Beenix, with the scientific knowledge in about 8 seconds flat, totally discredited
it's cause
it.
I wasn't
that was
here.
It.
It's because I wasn't
that was
here.
It.
I would have said, hey, Beenix, you ever been to the North Pole? Have you ever seen it?
No.
Hollow earth.
What?
Boom.
How does that make sense? What do you mean?
Do you really want me to explain it?
No.
Okay. I'll explain it to you off the air, right after the Blink-182 joke.
Okay.
British scientists report producing a potato that's resistant to blight. That's good.
Fantastic.
Is
it
that
can
the
be
black
smoked
stuff?
Now.
Is that the black stuff, or is that the little, what is the blight?
I believe it's the black stuff.
Okay.
But blight is also just like a...
Well, yeah, blight is what happened.
It's also just a word used in sentences.
The blight.
The blight.
Well, when I'm cutting potatoes for like...
French fries,
the little black areas. I'm like,
Hopefully I gotta cut
that out.
I think blight is like a plague on
you
potatoes.
You should just eat them. Just eat that crap.
Yeah.
It builds up immunities.
Immunities.
You'll never be allergic to juniper again. According to an article in the New York Daily News, America is facing a looming clown shortage. So all you clowns out there, you need to get out from under the box and go do your job.
How is there any demand for clowns to cause a shortage? I don't understand.
Well, we're running out of sewer monsters. And so we need the clowns to get back on their A game.
Man.
Sewer monsters.
You know, from It. That clown was a giant
terror.
Sewer monster.
I couldn't watch that.
Yeah, you could.
I can't put that in my head.
Pennywise the clown. Oof.
A new UN report detailing the atrocities committed by the North Korean regime is calling for punishment for Kim Jong-un. Which this goes back to our conversation yesterday about dictators and stuff like that. And I read some of the report from the UN on like Yahoo or CNN, and it was crazy, some of the stuff that's going on. You talk about like a dictator for real.
Really?
This dude over in North Korea. Like crimes against humanity.
Well, he's the son of Kim Jong-il, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So he's inherited kind of a legacy of super bad, awful, crazy type things. Actually, I read somewhere, there's like an official rumor, like not just like a rumor on Perez Hilton's website, but like an official rumor that he had his uncle like executed by dogs.
Yeah, I read that too on Perez Hilton's
website.
I didn't read that there. Sorry, everyone. Did you tune into Jimmy Fallon's first night as host of the
Tonight
Show?
Don't ruin it.
How could I?
Well, Stever's already. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
We have a recording.
Stever said, I'm not going to say it. And we were like, no!
I can't wait to see you, too.
Yeah. I can't wait to see you.
I can't,
I can see you. Due to an oil boom, the town with the highest average rent in America is not New York, but Williston, North Dakota.
What?
I am not surprised.
A one-bedroom apartment. You guys ready? One-bedroom apartment. $2,394 a month. $2,394
a month.
Yeah,
we were just in Montana at the end of December for some shows, and they were saying that it's a very rich area. You get paid about $20 an hour to work at McDonald's.
Whoa.
However, there's an incredible housing shortage because, A, it's really very cold and uninhabitable up there. And so not many people have moved up there and built houses, but now suddenly they need a lot of houses.
Wow.
So there's no place for anywhere to live, so all the rent's really sky high, but you can make a lot of money even if you work at McDonald's, but you got to pay a lot of money for rent.
Wow.
That's crazy. I would never move to North Dakota.
No.
And ever.
No.
And much less pay that much for a place in North Dakota.
Yeah.
What? No.
They got really killer basements there, though, I'll tell you what.
Killer basements,
dude. And a lot of handcraft, sewn, knitted needlework, cross stitch, wall hangings.
Okay.
Speaking
of that. Because they got a lot of indoor time, you know?
Man.
I like your sweater you got over there, don't?
Oh, thank
Somebody cool probably got you that for
My beloved husband gave it to me.
Who is that?
I can't remember.
Is his name Ethan?
Yes, his name is Ethan Lux.
Is it
Sorry,
Marty? Is it Jeff Gordon? Is it Jeff Gordon, the NASCAR driver? I hate him!
From a Swiss Club driver.
I knew it was Jeff Gordon!
Hey, speaking of NASCAR, Austin Dillon, a rookie, is driving the number 3.
Yeah.
It's the first time since 2001 when Dale Earnhardt Sr. crashed at Daytona, and they haven't used the number 3 since in the Sprint Cup Series. He is racing in Daytona, which was the race where, right, on the track, he won the pole, which means he's starting first.
Oh, no.
So, first race ever, he won the pole, which means he is the fastest car, which means he is going to be starting in first
place. When you say he won the pole, does this have anything to do with pole position?
It does.
Oh, because
that's your pole position.
Matt likes a cartoon called pole position. Yes, I understand it. That was about cars.
So, that's about cars, yes.
Pole
position.
What if the cars could fly?
Okay.
That's your pole position, yes.
Right.
Yes. So, like, they all race around, and whoever has the best time, it's like, oh, you got, it's like the Olympics. Oh, you got first place. Now your car is situated in first, and then second, third, fourth,
fifth, they park the cars on this pole?
Well, kind of.
Yes.
Like, are there ramps?
It's the starting line. And then everybody
so is the
lines
pole
up behind them.
Vertical or
it's a
horizontal.
Vertical.
And then there's a guy and he's got a flag.
Does he stand at the top of the pole?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is how much we watch NASCAR in the lot.
Well, guess what? Guess what?
What?
A week from Sunday.
No! I just moved away from the South!
Y'all
I'm not getting back
NASCAR
in there.
Every
Talladega,
Sunday.
Baby. Hey, what you doing this weekend, Talladega? Dang! Enough said. Enough said.
I just moved away.
Welcome to the Jeter household, man. We
I
love
live
NASCAR.
Right by Alabama. Do you know what that's like for somebody like me?
I don't.
It's the worst.
Poor Mateo. Driving
man,
his van. Going
I'll tell you what's fun, man. You go out there to a race one weekend. Go, man, just go.
You look, don't even have to have tickets.
I ain't even going.
I've never been to a race.
You don't even got to go in.
Right.
Now, you can park out there on the grass
uh-huh.
and just tailgate the whole weekend. Man, that's
and you,
fun.
And you can listen to it on the radio so you know what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and then you can feel
oh,
you can feel it
you
when
can
the
hear
cars
it.
Drive.
You know, you can hear it.
Ooh, man, I tell you what, I was going
to
drive.
Shake you to your core.
Before I got my job over at Piggly Wiggly, I was going to drive my NASCAR. My car ain't even street legal. It ain't even street legal, y'all. Don't mess with me, man. You want to race?
Oh,
hey. Hey. Watch this.
You feeling froggy? Jump.
Redneck. Wait, famous redneck last words.
We've all just said things.
Watch this.
That we have heard in person.
Hey, watch this. And then he's dead. 7 minutes later, that guy's dead.
Wow.
I will not be watching NASCAR.
Yes, you will.
I will Baptist boycott. Whoop.
Whoa! Yeah, but that means you're secretly really going to watch NASCAR because it's going to be on the television.
It means I'm going to go to Disney World instead.
Ah.
Because when you boycott one thing, you have to eliminate the boycott for the other thing.
Mm.
Did you guys... Okay, what holiday did we celebrate yesterday?
President's Day.
Did we? Because did you know that technically there is no such thing as President's Day?
Wait, what?
Check it out. I read this and was like, are you kidding me? Monday was not President's Day, people. The official name for the federal holiday is Washington's Birthday.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's been that way since 1886, but in the late 1960s, when Congress was moving around a bunch of federal holidays to make three-day weekends.
Yeah.
Politicians. Illinois pushed to change the name to President's Day to honor Abraham Lincoln, but Virginia blocked the move to protect its native son, and it remained Washington's birthday as far as the federal government is concerned.
Wow.
So technically, on all of our calendars, it should just say Washington's
I'll
birthday.
I'll tell you that in the fine city of Eustis, Florida, of which my father is the head of public works,
woo-hoo!
They organize a parade every year on President's Day, and it is the Washington's birthday parade.
Nice! There it is.
It says state and local governments can call the day whatever they want, and some refer to it as President's Day. And, of course, so do many retailers while promoting their big holiday weekend sales. Thus, the myth of President's Day persists.
Why did we not know this yesterday?
I don't know. Why wouldn't this have been
That's
on there
how,
yesterday.
That's how right. huge this cover-up has gone.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
They didn't want to ruin President's Day.
That's I ridiculous. Mean,
Washington's birthday.
B-Day.
Amazing.
No.
Amazing.
Did you guys hear about how Groupon put out something about Alexander Hamilton and they called him a president yesterday? It made, like, national news. Some retailers celebrate President's Day or Washington's birthday by offering promotions. Groupon celebrated by trolling the internet. On Friday, Groupon announced plans to give customers $10 off $40 local deals. The offer was intended to honor Alexander Hamilton, the face on the $10 bill, and according to the press release, undeniably one of our greatest presidents.
Oh, good. Aww.
So I started seeing things pop up saying, Groupon said Alexander Hamilton's president and they stupid.
Honestly, though, if I saw somebody on the money,
bill?
On the $10 bill, I mean, assume. Honestly, let's think, what's the last time you read your social studies book?
You know who else was never a president, but
who?
They're on the $100 bill?
Who?
Benjamin Franklin.
Okay.
Oh, touche.
Never
I
a president.
I did know that one.
But if you showed me that $10 bill.
I'm a little confused by the $10 bill guy.
Yeah.
If you showed me that $10 bill and I didn't have my social studies book on hand from fifth grade, mm-hmm. I probably would for a while think that too, just
to be honest.
The $10
bill guy's the guy with the mustache, right?
I don't think he has.
I don't know. I haven't seen enough tens in my life.
I don't remember what the $10 bill looks like.
Only $1
and $5.
Man, I'd be
dropping Hamilton's
all day long. The mustache. Oh, that's Burt Reynolds. Never
I'll show you who's on the quarter. That's what's important to me for me to play my quarter machines.
I'm going boom, boom, boom. Hamilton's everywhere. Psh, 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 $10. I have so many $10 bills.
I'm sticking with Washington's and Lincoln's because that's about all I got.
Yeah, the Washington's being the...
Who's the guy on the 20?
Nobody knows.
Anyone? Anyone?
Anyway, Monday. Okay, so this came out, and people are like, Groupon, you guys are stupid. You guys are stupid because he was never a president. And then Monday, Groupon said the whole thing was intended to be a tongue-in-cheek marketing
You know, stuff. They do. They do a lot of that. If you read the little backstories on all the Groupons,
said,
they're usually making
doo-doo.
Stuff
yeah,
up.
She said
doo-doo.
It's usually
awesome.
Like saying...
You lost me at doo-doo.
They'll be like, maybe you'd like to take your cat to a spa. Well, you can't take it to this one, but you'll enjoy a relaxing day. Like, they're really
right.
tongue-in-cheek.
It says that most President's Day's promotions make people fall asleep. So we wanted to do something different that was in line with our brand and sense of humor that got people talking and writing about the promotion. Well, it worked.
I was going to say, they made national headlines.
It was like
so.
It was on like Yahoo and CNN and Fox. It was like on front page, Groupon is stupid.
I'm not for sure about it, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did make a joke on purpose.
That's a great spin. Yeah. I'll say that. It's like, yeah. Hey, just say it was
brilliant.
A joke and that we're clever.
Well done. Yeah. Yeah, people have been doing that for years. Oh, I was just kidding when I said that I don't like the way that you...
Yeah.
made this pie. I was just kidding, Mom.
I was totally kidding. I love it.
Well. What time is it?
Oh, it is time,
It's
man.
Time to move on.
It is time.
We can cover some of this
We're
other
like a
stuff
minute
later.
Over.
You know what that means.
Time for birthdays.
For everyone yelling at the radio,
yeah.
uh-huh. Andrew Jackson.
That's Andrew Jackson is on the 20.
But he was a president, wasn't he?
No, he was general for the South.
Yeah,
you should know this.
And when Groupon said they didn't mean president, they meant...
Andrew Stonewall Jackson.
No.
They meant
no.
precedence. He had set a precedent.
No, I don't
Are you
that.
Sure it's not Stonewall Jackson?
Pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah, he was the seventh president. Boom.
Yay!
Hey, we're just going over a little history and moral dilemmas.
Oh no, I'm just a little tired.
Why are you so tired?
I was up late.
He watched Fallon.
Ugh. He did. He stayed up real late.
Wait, what?
Do you know it's nominated for an Academy Award?
Of course I did. People were upset because they were like, "Come on," because they didn't nominate Coldplay, and they're saying Coldplay song was much more original than this because this just sounds like U2. I disagree. But...
You know what movie?
The Mandela movie.
Starring
Morgan Freeman.
Idris Elba.
Right, Idris Elba.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Whatevs.
Nope.
Yeah.
Did you see that story last week?
Yeah. Of course, we saw it.
Okay.
I talked all about it on the radio. I don't know if anybody heard about it, though.
Okay, so today, lady and gentlemen.
Yes.
49th day of 2014. There's 316 days remaining in the year.
Of course.
So we hope you're having a good year.
Yeah. No.
So far.
Okay, so let's
That's
start
really
with
creepy.
Birthdays. I tried to
Freddy
find
Krueger.
I tried to find innocent music because it's rapper Dr. Dre's birthday.
Hey!
I wasn't going to play any of his music.
What? Aww. One, two,
three into the four. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door.
Yeah.
Ready to make an entrance, so back on up. Before
yeah.
we... Okay, that's about as far as I can go.
Yeah, see?
Give me the microphone
alcohol,
first so I can bust
word,
like a bubble.
Word.
Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you was trouble, because ain't
violence.
Nothing but a G thing,
gun
baby.
Violence.
Dude,
gun violence.
G, so we're
drugs.
How old do you think Dr. Dre is, by the way?
So long.
Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so
and
please don't try to...
Don, how old do you think Dr. Dre is?
I think that Dr. Dre is 46.
I know this whole song.
I think he's 51.
Perfection is perfection, so I'm going to let him understand.
Boom.
From a young G.
Could you please give us a number? It doesn't
yes,
even matter.
I'll stop now. 49.
He's 49.
Yeah! Now you can sing
honestly,
the whole song.
Honestly, after that intro, if he didn't get it right, I was going to be pretty disappointed.
You can be learning the man and learning the man.
Okay, birthdays. It's Tyrone Burton's birthday.
Who's that? Is he related to
LeVar? I'm going
to
feel a little bit like Phil Hartman here.
Aww.
Best known for his roles in Da Cut.
In Da Cut?
In Da Cut, the movie. Let me see. Robin in Da Hood.
In Da Hood.
Hey, I saw Robin in Da Hood.
Auto Recovery. Let's see what else. Turntable. He was on That's So Raven one episode.
Okay.
Let me see. The Parent apostrophe Hood.
Okay.
So, Tyrone Burton celebrating a birthday today.
Parent Hood, y'all.
You better call Tyrone.
Parent Hood.
Did you not hear me know every word to nothing but a G thing?
Yeah.
Obviously, I know who Tyrone Burton is.
He's related to LeVar Burton.
How old?
He's his less educated cousin.
Lamar Burton?
Yeah.
LeVar.
LeVar.
It's LeVar.
The dude from Reading Rainbow.
Okay, I've always thought he was Lamar.
LeVar.
No, it's LeVar.
All right.
With a B.
But he's also on Star Trek.
Yes, Chris, he's got his action
Geordi.
Figure.
And he's also in Community.
Yeah.
He is.
He is.
Yes.
Okay, he's 42.
He is 38.
I say he's 36.
He's 35.
Ah! Oh!
Yeah. All right.
We all went over.
This director won Oscars for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Amadeus.
Milos or Milos? Milos Forman.
Okay.
Celebrating a birthday today.
Let's see. 76?
68.
72.
82. Oh,
that's old.
Yeah, a little bit. Personal trainer Jillian Michaels.
Yeah.
Celebrating a birthday today.
Jillian.
She's 40.
Whoa.
Yep, hitting a milestone. Hitting kind of a milestone.
Yeah, totes.
That's two.
That's two for you.
So is this gal...
Dr. Dre and Jillian. Totally...
Nashville people. Is Juice Newton a big deal still in Nashville?
Juicing it.
Yes.
Juice Newton.
Yeah.
He was excited about a juicing place right by our house.
Okay, yeah. Juice Newton is celebrating a birthday.
Oh, that's a person.
Yeah.
I thought you said juicing it.
I was confused.
I'm like, yeah, man, he's juicing it all the time.
Juicing it.
Is he a player?
Juice is a gal.
Oh.
Is she a girl?
Queen of Hearts, and of course, she was known also for Angel of the Morning.
How did I not
just
know that her name was Juice?
Angel,
that's pretty memorable.
Morning, angel. Yeah, I know that song.
I think she's probably 61.
64.
66.
62.
Oh.
There you go. You remember Juice. Come on.
Yeah, she's famous, but how did I not know her name?
Juice.
I don't know.
Her name is Juice.
I remember Juice.
I know, that's so memorable.
Started Omar Epps and Tupac. Did y'all see that movie?
Is it Gibb's birthday?
From Urban Cowboy, Pulp Fiction.
John Travolta!
Yeah. Welcome back, Cotter.
Yeah, Scientology, cool.
Broken Arrow, Face Off.
What was the name of that Scientology movie?
Battlefield Earth.
Battlefield Earth.
Yeah, you know what? Someone who used to be a pastor at Calvary Albuquerque, I think, was in Battlefield Earth.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
How could he do that?
I'll have to go look that up.
You know why we didn't know that?
Why?
Because it's nothing to brag about.
Yeah.
It was a terrible movie.
Okay. John Travolta, celebrating a birthday.
All right. Man. I think that he is 51.
55.
58.
He's hitting a milestone today as well.
60.
60.
Boom.
Wow. Okay, part of the Brat Pack today. Celebrating a birthday.
Oh.
And
Emilio Estevez.
Actually was Emilio. Part of movies that have two iconic songs from.
So the other one's probably like the '80s. Pretty in
Molly
Pink.
Ringwald.
Molly yeah. Ringwald.
Yay!
That's right, from Pretty in Pink and The Breakfast Club.
Molly Change Ringwald. OMD,
and Sweet 16, right? Wasn't she Sweet 16?
Yeah.
Was she?
Yes.
Yeah, and she's also
16 Candles.
Now she's that's what it is. And she's a mom in a modern day TV show.
Yeah.
Now. One of those ABC Family
Molly
shows.
Molly Ringwald. I think that she is 49.
Hmm. Ooh, I don't know. 47?
I'm going milestone 50.
46.
Okay. Oh! Sorry, Molly.
All right. For those of you who can go back and remember movies like Airport, Airport 75. Let me see. Hold on a sec. Let's go to
Robert Stack.
What about the movie Airplane? No, yes. There's a funny movie.
No, no, Airport 75, Airport 77, the Naked Gun movies, and
Leslie
Cool
Nielsen.
Hand Luke.
Ooh, Cool Hand Luke.
It's not Paul Newman.
No, it's not Paul Newman's birthday.
Nothing is a real cool hand.
I don't know.
No?
No.
What's his name?
George Kennedy, celebrating
George
a birthday.
George Kennedy.
Kind of a big guy.
Yeah.
80.
Cool Hand Luke was a while ago.
1966, I think. Or 67.
84.
I'm going to say that he is 72.
89.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
Yeah, George Kennedy. It's his birthday.
Right? Birthday.
Okay, here we go. Now we got the right music going.
For what?
Oh, you'll know it. Ready?
Is it Barry White?
No, it's not Barry White, but it's that genre.
I knew as soon as he came in, I had to guess
it's
it before he comes in.
It's obviously not Luther.
A little bit of Al Jarreau to get us started this
Al
morning.
Al Jarreau.
Okay, I think he is.
No, it's not Al Jarreau's birthday.
Oh.
This is the theme from Moonlighting.
Okay.
Is it Bruce Willis's birthday?
No, it is not.
Oh, Sybil Shepherd.
Yep.
Yay! Sybil!
Whatever.
Okay, I think the Sybil Shepherd is Trickster.
I think she had a house in Memphis at one point.
65.
63.
Anyone?
I said 63.
No, oh, 64.
Oh, I was off by one.
Okay,
I was
we're going
up by four.
We're going from good music to really, really bad music.
No, this is cool.
No, it's not.
It's cool.
And she can't dance either. If you saw the Beatles celebration from for 50 years,
Yoko Ono.
Yes.
Wait.
Yep.
This is Yoko Ono.
Yes.
Is it new?
This is real cool.
I guess 2007.
Okay, so it's
Yoko
recent.
Yoko Ono.
I'm beyond beside myself.
Man, when you meet a girl and her last name's Oh No, you should just stay away.
Big
John, true. Man.
You know, she did her on. Thing with whoop.
Okay, it gets better. It gets better if you guess.
She is.
Okay. I just want to listen to it.
69.
No, wait. I think she's 74.
72.
81.
Dang.
All right, let's move on, please.
Yeah,
man, I want to get that album.
Former substitute teacher and a keyboard piano player for Styx.
Wow. Oh. He was a substitute teacher?
Yeah, me too.
Dennis DeYoung celebrating a birthday.
A little known fact, the bass player in House of Heroes used to be a substitute teacher.
There you go.
The touring bass player.
Okay, I think this guy is 67.
58.
64.
So what do we have? 64, 68, what?
67.
I said
58. Oh, he is
67.
Wow.
Yay! Nicely done.
You win one.
I was off by
Do you know any of these songs?
Decade. No.
Of course.
Not. Here you go. You know this one.
It's quiet.
No?
Come Sail Away?
No.
No, that's Christopher Cross.
Oh.
No, they've got a...
Oh, wait, no, that's Sailing.
Come Sail Away is Styx.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve.
Come on, who's going to be the first one to name this? Here you go.
Babe,
I'm leaving. I must be on
my way. There's a little bit of Dennis's voice. He was the high voice for the ballads and stuff in Styx.
I know this song.
Crap.
Okay. Train is going. Let's move on.
was that song?
Babe.
Oh. Babe.
Okay, game show hostess.
She's a lady.
All right, Vanna White.
Vanna White.
Yay!
Celebrating a birthday.
Who is a female game show host? Vanna White, the end.
Right.
Well, it's not Drew Carey.
All right, Vanna White, I think, God bless her heart, I think she is...
Did you just say bless her little pee-picking heart?
And no. I said God bless her heart, but it's pretty close. Yeah. 58.
Pee-picking heart.
That's Tennessee Ernie Ford. Come on.
62.
Hmm.
57.
Wow. I was so close.
You were so close.
I was so close.
All right, no more Tom Jones.
Okay.
Tom Jones is done.
I like
Tom. Let's see here. Oh, I have music for this. Matt's going to love this.
Fine.
All right. So while studying photographs taken in January, on this date in what year, Clyde Tombaugh discovered Pluto?
I like the Disney reference. Okay, Pluto.
On this date?
But what doesn't make sense about Pluto is that Goofy is also a dog, and he's on two legs.
Yeah.
And it's like the whole evolution Disney thing, because they're still monkeys, but then there's humans.
It's because Pluto's not a planet.
So there's dogs, but then there's dogs that talk and walk.
I think it was in 1813.
I say 1924.
1792.
1930.
Dang!
Matt was on the right path there.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah. Teo.
On this date in what year? In Montgomery, Alabama.
Talladega.
Jefferson Davis was inaugurated as a provisional president of the Confederate States of America.
God. Matt?
When was that, Matt?
No, Matt,
I wasn't
there.
You learned that when you were a kid.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, I know, but this is the only history
Alamo,
in your classes, right?
And you learned about this stuff.
1866.
1864.
Are you sticking with 66 there, Don?
Yeah,
I am.
61. The beginning of the Civil War. Come on, y'all.
Come on, y'all.
Sorry. I just watched Lincoln not too long ago.
Asking the guy from the South.
Okay, we'll stick with the music.
We lost, buddy.
Mark Twain's Adventures of Huckleberry Finn was published for the first time on this date in what year?
1864.
1861.
1908.
1885.
I myself played Becky Thatcher in Tom Sawyer, the play. Nice when I was in middle school.
Tom Sawyer, the play.
On this date in what year, Elm Farm Ollie became the first cow to fly in a fixed-wing aircraft and also the first cow to be milked in an aircraft.
Good.
I don't know. Gosh, there is a joke in there. somewhere.
I don't know where it is.
1932.
1948.
19.
Steve-O, what's the joke?
40.
1930. All right. On this date, in what year, the very first Academy Awards were announced? What year was it?
Okay.
He's doing math.
He's over here. He's got to find a pencil and some college rule paper.
Okay.
But he's going to be back with us any minute. And then me and Matt are going to take a cue from him because he obviously has some kind of inkling.
Good.
1936.
1935.
1938.
1929.
What?
And actually,
his math
was
off,
the 77th
folks.
Okay.
Steve-O alluded to this earlier this morning. Dale Earnhardt was killed on this date in what year in a crash during the final lap of Daytona?
2001.
It was was it in the story?
2001
no,
and a half.
I said 2001 this morning.
NASCAR over here knew it.
Who won that? Who won that Daytona?
Michael Waltrip.
Wow.
Boom!
I'll tell you who didn't win. Racing
deafening
fans.
In here right
who finished?
Now.
Here's
wait. Who finished second?
Does it matter?
Yes.
It was Junior.
Yes.
It was Junior because he pushed him and then Darryl Waltrip. His brother was actually calling it, And he was freaking out because his little brother just won the Daytona 500. And his best friend had crashed into the wall. And he's going, man, I hope Dale's okay. Woo, this is exciting. And they had no idea because it looked so... It wasn't a big wreck. If Dale Sr. had been wearing the harness that he was supposed to be wearing, but he said it restricted him and he was old school and didn't wear it, that's why he died. Because he wasn't wearing a stinking harness that he should have been.
Seatbelts, everybody.
Buckle up!
Okay, today, Mon Frères.
Yeah.
Mon Frère.
It is, for those who imbibe, it's National Drink Wine Day.
There you go.
Perhaps I could interest you in a libation.
Today is Pluto Day.
Pluto Day!
Which it should be honored because poor thing was out there for so many years since 1930 thinking it was a planet.
I know.
And then everyone said,
Mickey left that dog out in the yard.
That's just mean.
He just took it away.
Man.
Yep.
Okay, now, for those who elect for a simpler life, wish things were how they used to be.
You mean they have a Nokia phone?
Today is single tasking day.
I love
single
it.
Single tasking day.
And that is all.
Man. All right.
I'm down with single tasking day.
Let's do it. Let's single task all day, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Right now I'm going to dance and rock and do anything else.
We got a great show for you. Dawn is joining us in studio.
Yay.
I've stopped dancing to say, here I am.
Yes. It Back is New Music Tuesday, so...
Yes, it is.
Our in-studio expert going to help constructively critique your music.
So much expert.
Oh, yeah. And we had a birthday shout-out for Tayden. Turns 8 years old today. Happy birthday, Tayden.
What's up, Tayden?
Thanks for sending it to us, Glenda. We appreciate it.
There you go. Quick break. Coming back. More of this here show. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static Radio. Well, the dollar bill blew away. Well, the sun is shining down on me,
and it's here to stay. That's why I'm telling you, I just want to celebrate. Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo.
Static Radio.
Traffic for your Tuesday morning, what else would you want? Traffic for your Tuesday morning, stay off of your phone.
Yes.
Traffic for your danger banner, construction at I-25 and Paseo. Traffic for your Tuesday morning, stay off your phone.
That was I felt good. Like I needed to say stay off your
That's
phone
good,
twice.
Babe.
Because you people out there are always on your phones. I am never on my phone. I never use it.
Yeah.
Ever.
I don't even... Do you even have a smartphone, Matt?
No.
I only ever see you fooling around with that rotary one.
I have a rotary cord phone.
In between reading your book breaks.
Yes.
You guys, have you guys seen the antique phone we have at the house?
Yes.
Where you literally go...
Yeah.
Hello. Hello. Say hello.
Hello. Yes, we've got a call for you from Chicago.
Yeah.
Switchboard lady, put me through. Put me through to New York.
There's no numbers or anything. It was my dad's. I want to hang it up somewhere, but it weighs like 90 pounds.
You're going to need a weight-bearing beam
there. Yeah, at CrossFit, we have some of those phones.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like you. Hello? It's one of the exercises you have to do. You have to lift weights, you have to do wall balls, and then you have to use the old rotary phone.
Yeah, you just 150 have to times. Turn the
I hate
dial.
You. I really believed you for a second. I'm like, that's cool. I thought it was like an intercom system
it's
or something.
It's a great forearm pump, bro. Great. It's like a weighted jump rope. Hey, there's nothing going on. We do have the traffic construction stuff at I-25 Paseo.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like there's a little bit of stuff going on 40 eastbound, but that's it. Be careful out there.
It was looking nice this morning.
Yeah, it looks great
right now.
Looking
like they're getting it together. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. 505-338-3669. Did you see their bagel sandwiches this morning with egg and bacon and everything?
Yeah, they were tempting. They looked wonderful.
We didn't have time to stick around and wait for that. Didn't have time! It's Tuesday.
As my father would say.
I say Tuesday.
Tuesday?
No, I don't say Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Murray says Tuesday?
No. My dad.
Oh, your dad.
Johnny.
I thought you said father-in-law.
Johnny
Murray
says
is my dad.
Tuesday.
Yeah, I know. I thought
like
you said father-in-law.
Like with C-H-E-W.
Tuesday. I said Tuesday. I'm going to make fun of him just for that.
He also says Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
All right, guys.
Massachusetts.
Do we have anything we could give away?
I see Lady Lobo's stuff over here.
Yeah.
Because I have a... There's a law. There's like a list of laws here for some states.
We're weeks away from it, but yeah.
I even see one for New Mexico. And
what?
I want to know if people think this is true or not. Because
right.
It's a true or false law game.
All right.
But
I need a law. I don't have a law.
Law and order. Bum, 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 bum.
Laws are mighty.
You could use this one.
Yeah.
It's the closest we got. We need to get the SVU theme.
Okay.
Bum, 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 bum.
Laws!
Laws.
All right.
But I need somebody to call in right now.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
Call in and win something right now.
That's trivia fine. Question yeah. is what he's referring to.
505-338-3700.
If you call in right now, you can talk to Don from Firefly.
Unless my daddy calls, and then I'm going to have to step out.
Then she has to leave.
Static.
Switchboard.
Hello.
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 Hey, Steve-O, it's Diego.
Hey, man.
Diego.
Hi.
Diego.
How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
I can't complain. I'm here, you know.
Great.
Working.
I love hearing you guys.
Hey, we love being heard.
I'm glad somebody likes to hear me.
Yeah.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Just talk to me. That's all I want to hear.
You got
it. Oh, okay.
It's easy.
All right, well, I have a question. You have to tell me if this law is real or not. Good guess. I'm going to give you a few laws, and they're from different states, but I'll include the New Mexico one, okay?
I feel like I need cooler music than this.
Yeah, let's get
Whoa!
There's a bunch of laws, don't
Okay, cool.
In Fayetteville, Arkansas... home of the band called The Wedding.
Mm-hmm.
It's against the law to make bats and owls into burgers. Is this real or not real?
That's false.
That's actually a real law.
Oh.
That is a real law.
You would think Arkansas would eat bats.
Yeah. Yeah, you would. You're right.
What in the world is going on with
this
world?
Yeah, but then they'd all be bat crazy.
Oh!
Oh, I'm such a loser.
No, you're not. I'm going to give you another chance to be a winner.
Thank you.
In Nevada, it's illegal to drive a camel on the highway.
True or false?
False?
That is a real law.
No!
Okay, and now I'm going to give you the
new... Nevada. I mean, anything goes, right?
That's what I thought. I mean, we've seen The Hangover 1, 2, and 3.
I didn't.
I haven't seen 3.
I couldn't.
I saw that the first one was funny.
Yeah.
And the second was like, oh, they made it again. Okay, here's the New Mexico law. You ready?
Yeah.
In New Mexico, it is forbidden for a female to appear unshaven in public.
True.
You're right. That is a real law.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh. I know my state.
Yeah, you do. In our fair state of New Mexico.
We like them clean-shaven women.
Wow.
There's some whiskers out there, and they need to pluck them.
They're breaking
the law.
Yep. It is forbidden for
I'm
a
amazed.
Female to appear unshaven in public. Yeah. So, ladies.
It's forbidden in my house.
Boom. That's right. You made this law.
Like the cactus legs.
I don't know how I feel about this.
Hey,
welcome to New Mexico.
That's funny.
It's a law, Don.
Like,
it's a law.
I don't.
You have to obey the laws of the land.
I'm stirred in so many different directions right now.
I know.
Don't the land of enchantment.
There it is, right there. Well, you want to hang on the line? We'll give you a prize.
Hey, that'd be cool.
All right.
Thanks.
Hang out, Diego.
Yeah, hang on.
Hey, you want to hang on the line? That's crazy.
I know. Some of these other ones are pretty ridiculous.
Look at this.
Aww.
Thank you.
You can't see what's happening, but there's just been a delivery from the Fair Celeste.
Thank you, Celeste.
She's amazing.
She brought in some bread.
Some cinnamon raisin bread. Mm-hmm. Toasted.
Now, do we want to do another one? Do we have another phone call, or are we just...
505-338-3700, the phone number. If you would like to win tickets, we got tickets to see the Lady Lobos. They better have shaved their legs.
Yeah, because if they haven't, then they can't play.
We just learned a new law.
That's unbelievable.
That's weird.
Some of these other ones are pretty crazy, too.
What if it was dudes that couldn't appear, like, unshaven? What if you had to, like, be...
clean-shaven every
clean
day.
Clean-shaven all the time? Oh, that'd be obnoxious.
It'd be pretty rough.
Yeah.
Call in if you want to win. If not, we're going to go to commercial.
How long have you been here? We don't even have commercials.
Yeah, we do.
Static.
What's up?
What's up? Who is this?
I've got a question.
Okay.
You go.
You got a question?
No, if you got a question.
No, do you have a question?
My question is, do you have a question?
Yes.
We do. Are you ready for the answer? Wait.
No.
Guys, we're doing real good.
Hey, give me the free tickets. It's fun.
We got good conversation skills going on
we
right
do,
now.
We do, right now.
Okay, I'm going to read a law. You tell me if it's real or if it's fake, okay?
Okay.
In Utah, it's against the law to fish from horseback.
False?
That is a real law
In
the state of Utah. That's crazy.
Man.
Wow. I know. I'll give you another chance. You ready?
Yes.
In Mount Vernon, Illinois, you are not allowed to wear running shoes or sneakers, even on off days.
True?
No way. There's
that is
no
not
way.
A real
okay.
law. Dude, you got to think of all the mall walkers. They can't walk around in penny loafers and high heels. They got to wear comfortable shoes.
Oh, man.
You want one more chance?
One more chance.
Yeah, that'd okay. be nice.
All right, I'm going to help you out.
Okay.
In New Jersey, it's illegal to offer whiskey or cigarettes to animals at the local zoo. Real or fake?
It is New Jersey.
I feel like it's going to be real.
You are right. That is a real law.
Oh.
You did it, my friend.
It's good. It's an important law. Hang on the line. There you go. We just gave away a couple pair of tickets.
We did. There's one more. We won't give it away to anybody, but in Boston, every candle manufactured within the city limits must be inspected by a trained firefighter. Real or not real?
Real.
Not real.
Oh, okay.
That would be super micromanagement.
Yeah.
Woo!
Well, but there's a lot of laws on the books that are still around, left over from back in the day.
Dawn, yeah. Just because you're upset that you have to always be shaven.
I really need to hear what the clarifiers are on this law.
I think it's a cool law.
Let's pretend like, for a second, somebody's on tour, right? And they don't have the opportunity.
Okay.
You know, because when you're road life. You're confined to a touring bus here, right?
Or van.
If you're lucky.
And let's say it's like Winter Jam and Firefly's on Winter Jam.
Yeah.
And then Dawn is getting up there and she's like, there's time for those who, wah! And you know, like she screams and she always puts her arms up and little pricklies show up under
Dawn.
Her arm.
I could be arrested.
She
That's what I'm wondering. Is it just your face?
Her
is it your armpits? Yeah. Is it your legs?
It's called the Paula
is
Cole
it everything?
Amendment.
Oh my goodness.
Could she go to jail? Man. That's Lilith not fair.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
No, it's funny because New Mexico is primarily a liberal state when it comes to like laws and stuff like that. So I'm pretty surprised this is still around.
Yeah. For real.
That's pretty
amazing.
Funny.
That just goes to show how important it is, ladies.
It's the law.
It's the law. We have to obey the laws of the land.
Personal
Very
hygiene.
Oh,
keep up. Man. Keep up with it.
On the way, we got some Mickey Echo for you.
Woo!
To get you there, it's Knox Hamilton on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static Radio.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Brazil! What up?
Dawn, say a bunch of Brazilian Portuguese.
Oh, don't put me on the spot, dude.
Go! Go!
All I can think of right now is Bom dia, Brasil. Oh,
wait.
Say, hola!
Wait, do it right now, right now.
Okay.
What? In the silence. Oh. I ruined it.
You did.
Happy birthday, Brazil. Nope.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve Oteo with you, as always. And joining us in studio, the lovely Dawn Michelle.
Hooray!
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We have to shout out to Brazil because, I don't know, there's like Avita and then there's Dawn Michelle as far as it goes. Wait, that was Argentina, right?
Yeah, you're in the wrong place.
I'm
telling Firefly loves Brazil. That's why we're shouting out to them.
Yes. Next time you're on, I'm serious. I'm going to wear, I have a soccer jersey from the O2 Cup, a Brazil jersey. My mom,
awesome.
Yeah.
They'll love it.
I'm an Nerdy fan.
You know, I haven't been everywhere, but I have got to visit Brazil, and they are marvelous people.
Yeah.
They are the friendliest people I've ever met in my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I know
Thai praise.
Steven from Amber Lynn always talked about how much they love
I mean, they don't just kiss you hello. They kiss you three times hello, as in
once, twice, hey, stranger, three times the lady.
Hey, stranger, I've just kissed you three times.
Wait a second.
I've never been kissed so much in my entire life.
You going for kisses.
And
get it.
It's been like since I was like 5 years old that I had to scrub lipstick off my face, you know? But man.
It's amazing. Amazing.
At least all the dudes wear lipstick.
Speaking of amazing,
found a little story this morning.
Mentioned this in breaking news.
Yeah.
A little shocking. Mm. We are the education channel. So we on the education band. So we do like to keep it educational at
times. We do. And today we got educated on the richest cafeteria worker.
Ah, yes.
In the world.
Today's story is brought to you by the letter 6.
Yeah.
And
the color
the
9.
Number greed. Okay.
Smell the color 9, bro. Christian music. In the cafeteria at Georgia's North Springs High School. Students had
this
a choice.
Hike school?
Hike school. Students had a choice of 5 checkout lines. 5 checkout lines at the cafeteria. At the tour. 4 of the lines had cash registers to keep track of the money.
Okay.
The 5th line, allegedly run by cafeteria manager Brenda Watts,
dun, dun, dun,
had a la carte items and was cash only.
Ooh.
Ooh, a la carte items. You know what that is. It's pizza and cookies and french fries with seasoning.
Oh, see, at our high school, the big, like, a la carte item was a roll, like, the size of your head.
Whoa.
And a ranch dressing.
A
and you
roll?
Would just go,
ugh.
Yeah, it was like
a
dinner
bread?
Roll. Like a bread,
a
the
big,
size of your head.
A big bread.
I'm not even
gross.
Exaggerating. It was, like, this big. And then you could carve out the middle of it and put the little ranch dipping sauce, like, right in the middle of the
man.
Bread. And then you would just dip around it and boop, ranch and roll. I'll take a ranch
Jeez.
And roll, please.
I was ashamed of how we ate, but now I'm ashamed of how you ate.
I'm sorry, Steve-O.
I rocked one of those, like, every day.
I'm sure. That's all the kids eat. They whatever the, like,
roll
peripheral choices. Yeah. If it's the pizza or the cookies or the french fries,
that's,
that's all the kids eat.
Yep.
So anyway, this one line, a la carte items, cash only, no register to keep track of the sales, okay? No register.
Oh, man.
According to arrest warrants, Miss Watts pocketed $500 per day from that line,
Woo!
Totaling an estimated $1.35 million
oh my gosh!
Over a period of 15 years.
Amazing.
When a reporter visited Watts' 5,400-square-foot, 5-bedroom home for a statement, nobody answered the door, but a late model Mercedes pulled out of the garage and drove off a short time later.
Alfred Pennyworth, the butler, answered,
oh my
yes.
Heavens.
My lady is not home.
Oh, hang on, I dropped something. No. Hey, ma'am, you dropped this. It's a $100 bill. Oh, thank you. Ma'am, are you a cafeteria worker? Yes, I am. I don't
Man.
Understand. What?
I feel like there's a movie in this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I kind of like her.
15 years. 15 years, $1.35 million.
That's crazy.
The cafeteria ladies in my cafeteria always seem so unhappy, and I felt bad for them because they seemed unhappy.
Not this lady. She was like,
ba-ba-ba-ba. What's amazing is that she, I bet she didn't let nobody else work that line either, and she really picked the right line because that's where all the kids go to spend their money.
Man.
Oh, my gosh. Cash only.
That lunch lady is rolling in the dough.
Okay.
She's the lucky lady, and she's...
That means a lot to Steve-O because he ate rolls.
Just because you ate a giant roll with ranch dressing every day doesn't mean it doesn't give you reason to make these jokes.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Oh, man. That's crazy to me. I can't
wonder
even...
what her hair net worth is.
That was good.
That was a good one. That was clever.
Thank you.
That was
Thank
clever.
You. Hold on. It's coming to me. I've got another
There's
one
There's another one in there.
Oh, don't force it.
Don't force it because you'll poop your pants.
That's what your mom always told you.
Jokes are a lot like farts. If you try to force it, it's just a lot of crap. You're welcome. Words of wisdom. We're going to go out on that one.
Are we?
We got to take a
Possibly
quick break.
So. They may be taking us off the air.
Coming back, it is New Music Tuesday.
I just laughed at my own jokes.
We're going to need a couple minutes for them to laugh at their
I
own
apology.
Jokes here, ladies and gentlemen.
I apology right now.
Oh, amazing. Quick break, right back. New Music Tuesday. We got 12.
Yes.
Count them, 12 new
Do
jams.
We have any locals rule? I think we do somewhere. We'll have to go back and look.
We'll have to look.
Yeah,
we'll look. That's how we do.
High praise.
Quick break, right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static Radio.
It's the time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Good morning.
Welcome to American Idol.
That's right. It's better than American Idol.
It's this. It's
I'm
just
Jennifer
New Music
Lopez.
Tuesday.
Whoa.
You're Jennifer Lopez?
Yep.
Dang. I did real. Man, this is great.
And you're Harry Connick Jr.
Oh, does that mean I'm Keith Urban?
No, mm-hmm. You're
I feel like it's reverse, though, because I
you're
feel
Shakira.
Like I'd be more Harry Connick Jr. because he's cool, but he's more funny guy.
Okay.
And Keith Urban is, like, the really attractive one.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like Teo is the really attractive one.
I feel like the only way you could try to
thank you, but I don't
say
have an Australian
that
accent.
Matt's not as funny as you in a nice way was what you just did right there, so congratulations.
No. Because Keith Urban's really funny. I'd rather be Keith
Here's
Urban
the fact
than
of the
Harry
matter.
Connick Jr.
You ready
but,
for this? Here's the fact of the matter. Our friend Nathan Walker that sings for the Red Airplane.
That's very true.
He is as funny and looks like Harry Connick Jr. If you're a single lady out there and you're looking for somebody.
All the single ladies.
Yeah.
All the single
if you're looking
ladies.
For somebody that's kind of like Harry Connick Jr. in every way, you need to look up Nathan Walker from the Red Airplanes. He has no idea that I'm saying this, but I'll tell him later.
He's going to be so mad. It's great.
He'll love I'll it. Love He'll go, it. Hey, yeah, here's just give him my number out over there. Just tell him to call me.
Man, I miss that guy.
He's funny. We need. He's going to do this one Tuesday with
yes,
us.
Yes,
awesome.
He is. We need to just get them out here.
We need him to just live here. And
yes!
Be on
come on!
That dude.
Dallas is a cool place, though.
He's got a great voice.
Yeah. It's New Music Tuesday. We got 12 jams.
We got some jams today. We got we have some songs that I'm stoked about. We have some songs that I'm wondering how they're going to go over.
Okay.
So that means it's going to be super interesting.
It is. It is New Music Tuesday. If you are a new artist and you'd like to get your music out on the radio, check it out. We do this week in and week out. All you got to do is submit it to us. MyStaticRadio.com is our web address, and you get there. You can upload some MP3s, give us a band bio, tell us about yourself, and we will play your song.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, today, we got like 12 jams.
Yeah, we got a lot of songs. And this first song is the one I was telling you who it reminded me of. And I'm not going to say anything because I don't want anybody going in with preconceptions.
I don't even remember who you said. Nope. Don't tell me!
I won't.
Okay.
But this song came to us via Nashville.
Okay.
And I guess this is one of those indie bands whose management is throwing out a single.
Okay.
So it's called the band's called Birds. The Bird Songs, and the song is This Isn't Love.
This is love is taking its toll on me. Jesus.
Quit putting your name in
song. Every song. It's going to happen.
Sing What Child Is This?
What child is this? You gotta give me a minute. I don't know the words. I know all the words to Maroon 5.
One
I don't know what
child is this. I was trying to trap you, and then I ended up doing it.
You've been snared
anyway,
here.
Anyway, let's get to the song.
Oh, the Bird Songs, This Isn't Love. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Static Radio.
The Bird Songs. This isn't love.
It's not.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
So do you
absolutely
get it now? Yeah.
That's good, though.
Yeah, not bad. Before we had played the song, I said, this reminds me of old Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. And as soon as it started, Steve-O was like, oh, yeah. All right, Thebe says, hold on. Well, you've got my attention. And TJ says, this definitely isn't the love we had before, Barry. Bill says he feels battered and bruised with this one, Barry. Matt says, not sure of post-hardcore or pop-punk with attitude, but this is mucho grande bueno to my ear holes. Dig. Mm. Kyra says, yes. Steven says, sounds exactly like Hawk Nelson. See, to me, it was total red jumpsuit.
Yeah,
me.
Red jumpsuit.
But not. I'm not saying that's bad or anything. I was like, that's just what
I don't know. I heard
me.
Panic at the Disco, so.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't even heard
Wait,
Hawk Nelson
you know what?
Since
I meant to
Jason
say Fall Out Boy.
Band.
Fall Out Boy.
I always interchange those band names for some
well,
reason.
Well, they are pretty... Yes.
Sometimes they...
No, it totally sounded like Fall Out Boy to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is
bad.
A good band.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's fine.
Paramore?
Joel the Nanny says it takes her back to the good old days. She likes it.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We got a lot of music to get to today. Now... I didn't put them in any particular order, so you feel free to move it around.
There's no good order.
All right.
There's no good order for this. I will say this, though. Steve-O and I both wore Five Iron Frenzy shirts because later we are going to play a new Five Iron Frenzy
yes.
song. And I, the reason we're playing this song is because at the show the other day, I was like, guys, I am sick of Into Your Veins. Tell me which song to play next, now.
Yeah.
And Leonora said, oh, just play So Far. We already filmed a video for it.
Okay.
Which, ironically enough, a guy named Richard Meyer, who lives in, he's from Denver, but he lives in South Carolina, goes to college. He's like Five Iron's biggest fan ever made.
Yeah.
Maybe even more so than Mitch.
Really?
He was like, when I talked to Scott over Twitter one day, and I said, what's the next single going to be? Hurry up, tell me.
Yeah.
And Richard was like, it's probably going to be So Far because they've already filmed a video for it. And then I remembered how crazy Five Iron Frenzy's fan base is.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a big House of Heroes fan, too, though. Richard's cool. I'm not talking bad about him. But he was right. So Far is going to be the song.
All right. So we're going to do that on the way?
Yeah, we'll get to that in a little bit. But right. First, this band was given to us by Miss Celeste.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she selected this band for The Prelude, which comes on Sunday mornings at 9.
Yeah, that's right.
You can check it out. It's on Static and KNKT, our sister station.
Yeah, I love it. It sounds amazing, and it's one of those hour-long programs that I feel like can take off and go anywhere. So,
absolutely. And she's pro.
She is.
She's so pro.
You don't hear The Prelude on Sunday mornings, you're missing out. You need to check it out. It's an incredible.
You've heard of people with GoPro cameras. We've got a SoPro Celeste that walks around. And she has a good. Was that funny, Dawn?
That was.
Thank you.
It was pretty.
Oh,
I mean,
God
it was clever. I don't know
That's
if it was funny, but
like.
Clever, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
clever.
What you're going for.
Anyway.
I'll save you, buddy.
This is called Give It All by Write the Stars. Tell us what you think on Facebook.
Dig it or bury it.
That's what you think.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static Radio.
I'm up against your open door.
Write the Stars. Song called Give It All. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Let's see what the people say.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party featuring Dawn Michelle.
There she is.
Yep.
Welcome.
Thanks. Yep.
Oh, our computer. Bill Peterson says, this song is heaven, but the devil is in the details. More than just a prelude rotation. What?
Man, Bill. That was not just a comment. It was a presentation.
Bill, listen. This morning at 6:15, I tried to talk about rescuing people off a boat.
So good.
So I get bringing weighty topics up. At
that was fantastic.
Inappropriate times.
Yeah.
But I am so confused right now. No, that's cool. Joel the Nanny says, oh my goodness, I am in love. Some kind of face. Super dig. TJ says, you gave me a promise, so naturally I would expect you to give it all. Dig. Jet Sky in Rio says, that girl knows what's up. Can't argue with Celeste. Digs. Agree. I'm going to like that one. Sean Brickleberry says, Big B. Mm-hmm.
What?
Thebe says, can you give it one more try? Need to double think this through. Want to dig.
Yes.
Ooh,
I see what
thieves.
I see the theme. I've already caught the theme.
Thieves.
So love you guys.
Is he doing 1984?
No. Look at well, never mind. I'm not gonna ruin this one. This is too magical.
They're doing Waverly and Firefly songs.
It depends on who you're looking at.
TJ is doing Firefly.
Okay.
Thieves is doing Waverly.
Who's Bill Peterson doing?
The devil is in the details. What is that from? I'll figure it out.
Come on.
So here we go. Keeping it going with New Music Tuesday, maybe with the next one. You got to go backwards and then go forwards. All right. On the way, we've got new music from Five Iron, a brand new Dustin Kinscher song. But first, these guys. We kinds of fans.
Yeah, we kinds of fans. And we haven't had a song from them in rotation for a little bit. So
yeah.
I was like, hey, we need to fix that. So Least of These came through town recently.
Yeah.
They did not play that song that everybody loved so much this last summer.
Yeah.
Called Joyful Noise. But they played a bunch of other songs, and they just recently signed a new record deal with a record company called Red Chord Records. So I don't know if they're going to reissue this album that we have right now that came out on Come and Live, or if they're going to record a new album, which is kind of my hope, but whatever.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
All right, the song is called Be Still and Know. Tell us what you think about it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey.
Static Radio.
Least of These.
Hey.
Be Still and Know. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
I'm waiting on Bill to jump in so I can try to figure this out, but he hasn't yet. Michael Harvey says, smells like a Hot Topic store. No thanks. David says, I'm digging the berry on this one. That's the most confusing thing you could say today.
Thanks, David.
Thebe says, kind of a sleeper, but I like it.
Mm-hmm.
TJ says, be still and know I'm stronger than you think, Dawn. This song isn't good. Prove me wrong. Nathan says, better than the last one, but Joyful Noise was just so dang good. Jets guy in Rio says, oh, hello, snap, my shovel busted. I'll finish digging with my hands puppy style.
Puppy style.
Good job. Joe the Nanny says, y'all are making my heart happy this morning. Loving the song so far. Dig this one. We are yes. two in and we are doing great.
Three.
Three. Wait, we're three in?
Yeah, we're three in.
Chase. What?
Yeah, damn. Remember we did
sometimes I just black
that
out.
That birds and then write the stars.
Oh, I forgot about the birds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sean Brickleberry says jet scales.
What?
Cool, man.
Jet scales.
Nobody all right. knows. All right, next song.
Bill Peterson missed his opportunity. This missed is it. Culture Shock, right?
Yes, okay. This is a Culture Shock. This band is from L.A. area. Teddy.
I was just about to say, I always think of Teddy.
Yeah, our drummer, our second drummer, Teddy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, technically, third. Like our fourth drummer.
That's right, fourth.
Yeah.
Trey, Jamie, Josh.
Josh.
And then Teddy.
Well, technically fifth, because we had a guy named Ben fill in for what
about- And we had Seth Early
oh,
one
six.
Tour.
So. What about Great. Scotty?
Oh, my gosh. How many drummers did we have? Bunch of idiots. No wonder we broke up. Couldn't get our crap together. Thank you, Don.
Oh, man. How many times did you have to tell that drummer, beat it?
That was funny.
Thank you.
Anyway, this man from L.A., Teddy, was in a band called Keevan. Oh, and yeah. I need to. They just put out
Keevan?
A new record. Keevan. They just put out a new record, and I need to check that out. Very talented band.
Okay.
And they used to play with a local band in L.A. called The Jakes all the time. And then The Jakes got signed and changed their name to Young the Giant.
Ah!
And as we know, Young the Giant blew up.
Yeah, they did.
A couple of years
ago. At least their first record. I feel like they've kind of...
Well, yeah, they were on Roadrunner, which was a label that we talked to for a little bit. And we were so stoked because mm-hmm. that label was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then everybody got fired. We're like, well... There goes that. Let's
such is
up.
The way.
Exactly. And then Young the Giant got off of Roadrunner and moved to Fueled by Ramen, or Raymond, and they just put out a record early this year called Mind Over Matter.
Right.
This song, it's a culture shock. It's called Crystallized by Young the Giant.
There you go. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Oh, yeah.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static Radio.
Young the Giant.
Young the Giant. TJ's going for gold. Right now, the medal count.
Yeah.
TJ has, wait, how many is that? Is that five songs?
This
four
is four, songs? Yeah.
TJ has four gold. Mm-hmm. Thebes has, no wait, TJ has two gold, three gold, two silver. Thebes has a couple. And Bill is playing catch up right now because yeah. Bill says, the liberation is like a waterfall that brings me jubilation.
Yes.
I'm going to figure out what's going on. But I can't right now.
Come on!
I'm very occupied.
I'll never tell.
With the Facebook.
Yeah, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it. That's what we're doing. It's New Music Tuesday.
He likes it, though. Bill says anything from Young the Giant is rotation worthy.
Yeah.
Jets guy in Rio disagrees and says, makes me want to stick my finger in a light socket. Barry.
Wow.
David digs
he
it.
He super hates it.
Yeah. Thebes says it kind of has a summer song feel.
Summer song!
Summer song! But it just doesn't stay with me. Barry. And Bill says, oh. Sinner. TJ says, he crystallized the core of my addiction. I'm desperate for a new perspective. Give me something new, so help me God. Barry.
Wow. What I like is it's all in context.
There you go.
This is good.
It's because they're mostly. Smart guys. They're clever.
This
they know what they're doing.
Very clever.
They've got their thinking
I like
caps
what's happening.
On.
Josh says, can you dig it?
We can dig it.
Yes, we can.
All right, next band. Interesting fact about this band. Tim Skipper introduced me to him, and this guy, Adam, is the guy that bought the Waverly van when we broke up.
Really?
Yes.
Amazing.
And then I found out that this song was featured heavily on Grey's Anatomy.
Wow.
What?
So Chrissy has probably heard this song.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was funny because when we were selling the van, and then that guy was like, yeah, we just got a song on Grey's Anatomy. I was like, oh, you're going to need a van. You're going to need one to tour in, my friend. And I would just text him every few weeks and be like, you on tour yet? You need a van? And eventually he was like, okay, we need a van.
Nice.
And it worked out.
Good job.
It was great.
And he was making that Grey's Anatomy money, so I'm sure you upsold him.
No, we actually got a great price for our van. We did really good. We're one of the few bands that broke up and came out with zero debt.
That's good.
Like down to the dollar almost. Cool. It was crazy. huge blessing, and I know we were all super excited about it.
Well, yeah.
Totes.
That's a big deal.
Because some more friends of mine are in a different band. It's not House of Heroes, but it's because it's really not. I don't want anybody to think that.
Right, right, right.
But they are on the verge of breaking up, and they are like $30,000 in debt.
Man, see, this is why you got to think about it before you decide that music is where you want to go.
It's crazy.
Because sometimes it works out, when that sometimes
it's always right before you break up. Like, you know, if you're not going to break up for a while, then I understand, but you need to manage it so well. You need to do really, like Seth did all of our accounting stuff, and he did all of our math numbers, and Seth is awesome.
Yeah.
He did so good.
Good job.
At keeping us straight and not letting us dilly-dally too much with purchases.
I love it.
But on the other hand, many bands do not do that.
Right.
And they just, then it comes time where nobody's listening to them anymore, and they're like, we're going to have to call it. And then it's like, oh, no.
That's the boring part. The fun part is writing music and having fun. The not fun part is like when you have to crunch numbers and do all the real stuff. Oh, so, you know.
It can
so
get.
So, you know.
It can get pretty crazy.
Are you ready to play this jam?
Look at this guy. Yeah, this band is called New Lore, and the song's called Shadow of a Man. You might have heard it on Grey's Anatomy.
All right, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static Radio.
New Lore, Shadow of a Man, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. That was a jam.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Totally. You sold your van to a good band.
I know.
No.
Glad they're doing good things.
They're doing really well.
Man.
Really well.
Didn't need that new Waverly record. We needed that new Lore.
That's right.
We need to start playing like 6 degrees of separation with Waverly.
Yeah, for Woo. Real.
That sounds like a fun
for
game
real.
To me.
Man, that sounds that. Like a crazy cool game to me, man. Do anything, make me feel famous and popular and important.
Yeah.
Jet Sky Rio says, do I dig?
Yes.
Thebe says, dear Toby, I can barely breathe after hearing this. Good stuff. I'm glad we put out that B-Sides album, Thebes. You would not have much material. Sean Brickleberry says, not the first to use the same indie cliches. Sadly, not the last. Barry. All right.
Man.
David says, I dig this. Michael Harvey says, my nose tells me that I just walked into the barn of the boots and can smell all that leather. Nice. Michael, you need to go to sleep. Ricky says, digging it, me amigos. You are our amigo. Andrew says, like the harmonies they do, makes me happy. Dig. Bill says, I just had a new gold dream. It made me fall awake.
Okay.
Diggity-do. What is he talking about? That doesn't even make sense.
I know.
Bill, are you on drugs? Joel the Nanny says, though I am not a fan of Grey's Anatomy, I am a fan of this song. I'm going to refresh it one more time. Where is TJ? This is your one and only time. There he is. Are you alone? Oh, it's just your shadow. He did it. That was good.
It is New Music Tuesday. We're going through a lot of new music right now. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it or bury it. Your vote counts.
It counts.
Will it make it to rotation? I don't know.
We don't know.
But you do. So tell us what you think about it. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Now, this next dude
is a
producer extraordinaire.
But he also puts out solo albums.
Yeah.
And we've been playing a song called All Right.
All Right.
For a little while.
All Right.
And we needed a new one. This is Aaron Sprinkle.
Wow. All right.
Song can't last forever.
That's it.
There you go.
He moved from Seattle to Nashville.
He did. I was there the week he moved.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh.
You were there, too. We saw him at the coffee shop that morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Remember?
Yes, I do.
You were sitting next to me.
Because I saw him at another thing. I think, because we got to go over to Steven's house,
yes.
And he popped up there, too. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, so anyway, Aaron Sprinkle, Can't Last Forever. Tell us what you think.
There you go. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Ha!
Static Radio.
Aaron Sprinkle, Can't Last Forever. On this plane of existence.
Yes,
anyways.
Please.
I don't know. It's still going, so maybe it can.
He's still going.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. What do we got?
I like the way that one ended, so I didn't want to cut it off.
Okay, my bad.
Crystal says, oh, wow, I dig this song. Thebe says, the part caught in the middle that won't let go will carry you.
Gosh.
Dig. You almost lost it there, but I got you. Sean says, that bass, no ice. Noice. Dig, giggity. I can't read, Sean. Don't put long words on this. Mark says, it's Aaron Sprinkle. Automatic dig. L-Users Unite?
Losers.
Losers?
L-U.
That's probably a reference I don't understand. TJ says, static equilibrium can't last forever. This man takes
oh
oxygen and makes beautiful music. What is
oh
that, Don?
Oh, my gosh.
Did he find an old one?
Yes.
You're doing good, Deej. You're doing good. Jody says, I think the room just exploded with awesomeness. Diggity-o. Matt says, and nap time has begun. Barry.
Wow.
Tony loves this song. Nathan, sprinkle can last forever. Fear the L-U. Is that poor old Lou? Is that him?
There you go.
Cool. Cool, man.
Losers.
Glad you guys like it.
There you go. Tell us what you think about the music. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Now, this next artist, Steve actually showed me a long time ago. I never took the time to go check him out.
Oh, dude. Okay. And then Tim and Stephanie were jamming this in their car one time.
No, I feel bad.
And it was like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, when I was finding the new music, one of the other artists, it was like related artists or whatever, this, and I was like, oh my gosh. Why have we not added this yet?
David
Ramirez put out an EP late last year called the Rooster EP.
Okay.
This is one of the tracks from that called The Bad Days.
All right.
I will say this. Wait till the bridge.
All right.
If you're not into it, you just wait till the bridge. That's all I'm saying.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No! Static Radio.
Hey, you're still my girl in the bad days.
David Ramirez, The Bad Days. Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Woo!
What we got?
TJ says, don't call 911 on the bad days. Tomorrow's a brand new day.
9/11.
And stop being such a crybaby. Did you have a song called Crybaby?
No.
No.
Oh, he's just being mean. Steve says, sounds like he recorded this alone in caves. Oh, well, time won't turn back. Hindsight is 2020. I'll give this a dig forevermore. I'm anxious to see how many titles you can fit in one little.
Oh, man.
David says, how much berry could a berry berry of a bear, if a berry could berry berries? Wish my name was Barry. So I guess he does not like it.
Seems like it.
Ashley says, dig it. Kayla says, yes, I've heard this before. Dig. Josh says, dig. Jet Sky and Rio, someone jumped the gun on nappy nap time. But not horrible. Don't know if I dig. Sean says, has the res guitar lead tone. Dig giggity. Anyways, Navajo res. Ricky says, bueno. Brian says, sounds a little like Matthew Perryman Jones. I like it. And Gabe and Ashley say, great song, dig.
All right.
Nice. All right.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Still time, Bill, to get in yours for this last song.
I've refreshed it one more time. Let's see. Oh, Jody says she's not sure if she totally digs it. Sorry.
Okay.
Caleb Cooper says, yeah, man. And yeah. I don't think that...
He made it in time.
Nope.
That's
sorry,
okay.
Bill.
Moving on.
You missed it.
You know, I was thinking about it off air and realized that I was wrong about who told me about David Ramirez forever ago.
Who told you?
Shailene Puckett.
Oh, from Poema.
One half of Poema. And they just did a cover duo.
Yes, they did.
A band we play called Cardboard Kids, who we found through them as well.
We did.
They've been playing shows with them out on the East Coast. Did a little run of shows with Cardboard Kids. And, so they decided maybe while they were on the road, they're like, you know who I love? Drake. You know who we should cover? Drake. And then Drake was like, I should be on that cover. And so then it was like,
that was my cover.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Drake covers.
Poor Drake. Mm.
If you're a Drake cover and you're in the news right now, wah, wah.
Yeah.
So.
that was a great socially relevant segment.
Thank you.
Thank you. There.
And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go check it out because,
Look up, dude. Just Google Drake cover.
Yeah, Drake cover. Rolling Stone.
You'll see what happens.
All right.
So this is Poema and Cardboard Kids.
All right. Song's called Hold On, We're Going Home. Apparently it's a song by Drake. I've never heard a song by Drake, therefore we'll see how this sounds.
Yeah, you have. Started
really
at the bottom, now we're here.
No.
You've never heard that?
Where would I have heard
All
that?
All the Five Iron guys, they wouldn't shut up about that. Sonny kept going, started at the bottom, now we're here.
Nope.
It was funny.
I think I may have seen him perform on like an award show because we were live and I couldn't fast forward.
Yeah. I think, one of those. And he didn't sound that great because he was singing and it's like, wait, aren't you a rapper?
Not a huge fan. I apologize.
Whatever.
Yeah. Poema Cardboard Kids, Hold On, We're Going Home. Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey! Static Radio!
We'll
women, cardboard kids. Hold on, we're going home. A little controversial song right there. A little Drake cover.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a cover song. And
yeah, tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
TJ, hold on. We're going home. You've got me wrapped in your arms. Baby, you give me that feeling. I'm filling in for Bill's absence. Surprised Steve-O hasn't caught on.
Oh, man.
Wait, why?
Is he doing both?
So I didn't realize
Well, okay. You give me that feeling wrapped in your arms. Those were all Firefly songs.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Brandy says, word to Joelle the nanny, who says, I like Poema and I like Cardboard Kids, but I do not like this. I think it's because it's the Drake cover and, you know, it's a little bit of a different
saucy
thing. It's a little saucy.
It's steamy in here in the studio.
It is, man.
Listening to some Drake.
Thebe says, hold on. The world's storms give way to an endless day of chasing after love. They did an excellent job. Nice. And I agree. I think they did a great job covering it.
They did.
But, you know, cover songs, it's kind of like with the paper route thing.
Yeah.
They did an excellent job covering Royals. But the thing about cover songs is it's like,
right.
They come and they go pretty fast.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Sean says, Barry, I don't want to hear any Drake unless his first name is Nathan Barry. Nathan Drake.
Oh, I just got that. Okay.
Maddie says, love their sound, but she just doesn't like the lyrics. Barry. Josh digs it. David says, he buried Poema a long time ago, but he digs this. Kayla digs it. Matt put up a picture. Mosh, I was born in the pit. And it's Bane and Batman.
Okay.
That's funny. I like it. Jet Sky and Rio says, thought I was going to dig. Hold on, Barry. Come on. Boo. Alex says, it seems as though he's heard this before. Endlessly digging. And David digs it.
Okay.
So there you go. Cover song.
There you go. Cover song.
Cover song.
Tell us what you think about all the music. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. All right. We got to take a quick break. Woo! It's already 9 o'clock.
Woo! Whoa.
Taking a quick break. Wow. Coming right back. We've got, man, we still have 3 more new Jammy Jams to get to.
Jammy Jams.
Yeah. So we will get to them around the corner. We got some Kintsu on the way, some 5 Iron, some Walking Tree.
Oh.
So yeah, we got some good stuff. Don't go anywhere. See you awesome morning party.
Ow!
Static Radio.
It's the time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
It is New Music Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
Carrying into the 9 o'clock hour.
That's right, people.
Man.
Man, oh man.
Tell us what you think. We got a few left. Save the best for last.
Hope so.
I haven't even heard them. I'm just assuming.
Yeah.
With the names we have coming up.
With the names. Well, this is a band that I've really gotten into.
Yeah.
Like, we both have.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's because we kind of like the 90s throwback thing.
I love this record. But on record's good.
Yeah. On the airplane coming back, I was like, we need a new Walking Tree.
Yeah.
And I have this album.
They're on Come and Live.
Yeah.
It's a free download.
It's a free download.
So, yeah.
So it's totally like no reason not to. If you kind of dig this band, there's no reason not to pick up the album.
The whole record's pretty amazing. So,
but this song's called Chains. It'll be our third song from The Walking Tree.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they even know about this station.
They need to know about it.
If you're a fan, you need to get on their Facebook and be like, this station plays you guys all the time and the DJs love you.
Wow.
Yeah.
We need to.
Yeah.
Do our work for us.
If you're not sure exactly how to do that, you know, there's going to be a podcast later of this show.
Yeah.
And you can listen back and to that over and over again, get it memorized, and then you'll know what to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's pretty. I thought it was simple, but maybe it was confusing.
Yeah, it's okay.
Maybe so.
They're on Come and Live. They don't care about notoriety or fame or anything. Are you kidding me? I've tried contacting them like 3 times.
That is an interesting situation.
Yeah, as a band, you feel like, I don't know.
You'd feel like your label would be helping you out. But I guess Come and Live is a totally different idea.
It really is.
It's kind of revolutionary, kind of like, well, does that work? But I guess so. I go check their Facebook every once in a while, and they do a lot of shows. They're from the New York area.
Yeah.
So they do a lot of shows in the Northeast.
If you don't care about getting famous and you just want to work at Chipotle for the rest of your life and make music, I guess that's the way to go.
There you go. Chipotle recently
just give it
voted
all away.
The number one burrito in Albuquerque.
Well, I found that if you do care about being famous and you don't want to work at Chipotle for the rest of your life and just go, that's the same result.
There you go.
So really,
Internet!
Maybe you might as well just, maybe you'll be less disappointed if you just start off with that in mind.
That's true. Amazing. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. The Walking Tree. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Yeah! Laughing at Dawn, not the song. It's amazing. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Why were you laughing at that song so much?
I wasn't laughing at the song. I love that band. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Jessica Rio says, Bonsai! Don't need a shovel to dig. Kayla says she can dig at TJ. I'm desperate to escape from these chains. Oh, call man. For action now. Barry. Matt says, Dig, I love The Walking Tree. Get this album off of Come and Live. Got this album off Come and Live a while ago and made sure to send them some love for Static. I got your back, homies. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
Joel the Nanny says, Meh, not really my style.
Meh.
Bill Peterson, back from the dead, says, What a bunch of dead hearts. Barry.
Ugh.
Sean Brickleberry, last name, Time, first name, Hammer. And then Matt says,
I'm checking my email right now. I got nothing.
Matt says, I am a sad panda. I sent you cats 2 For Today songs, hoping you'd at least give it a chance. I guess Static really has changed.
Ugh.
I dig the song, by the by.
I just checked all of our email, and
Matt,
I never got anything from you for Four
We didn't
Today.
Get your email.
It's However, I got the latest EP from the record label, and we passed because it is ridiculously heavy, and there's nothing we could play that isn't just full of chaos.
So there you go, Matt. Static really has changed. You were right.
Because Static ever played metal screamy.
Yeah, I don't think Static did,
We
though.
Never have.
Like, back in the day, M88.
We had a show called Shockwave that played metal or hardcore or post-hardcore or whatever stupid subgenre you want to call it that's all just metal anyways. Yeah. And we had that show. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know.
Well, not anymore.
Not anymore.
And it's okay. Sorry. I'm glad you liked the song anyway, Matt. Thanks for your feedback. He said he liked it. That's fine.
I know.
Thank you, friend, for giving us your opinion. You know, my boy David, he loves metal. And I'm surprised he hasn't said anything today. Usually he's like, Matt, play some metal.
I know.
Play some metal.
Which is funny because we both enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here and there.
Yeah.
But the cool thing is David sticks with us.
But it's just the format of Static has never been to play metal.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Well, you know, I think it's just.
Doesn't fit.
Yeah, it just
That's okay.
Fit.
Who knows? Maybe an intern eventually will go, man, we need to get that metal back and we can do like a metal show and like have a brick of time because that would be awesome.
That would be
I would
cool.
love that. I just don't have the time.
Yeah, I know.
Let's get a metal show going.
I know. Guys, the reason we have that hip-hop show, too, 2.0 puts that all together herself.
Yeah, our intern.
She does that all herself.
She's
that
incredible.
Is her thing. And so, you know, you got the why do you play hip-hop and not metal? You have a whole show dedicated to hip-hop. It's because that is Kayla's thing. She puts all that together, and she does a great job doing
Not to
all
mention
that.
The sprinkling of hip-hop that is added to rotation because it fits.
Yes, and it you is
You can
a
wake up at
sprinkle.
4 a.m. and be like, hey, this isn't bad. All right, good, cool. I'm okay with this. Never, ever, ever has anyone ever in the history of time been like, you know what? I want to hear at 2:15 in the morning somebody punching me in the eye with their throat.
Yeah.
That's not true. I'm sure there are plenty
of
people.
That's incredible. How would you do that? The funny thing about...
Watch. I'll try.
Okay.
Just trying to get a visual here.
The funny thing about metal for me is like overnight drives. You would think that kind of music would be what would keep you up.
Yeah.
But I found that the repetition of a kick drum would put me to sleep.
Out.
It was so crazy because usually I would help out with the overnight drives in Waverly. I like driving when there's no traffic. So... overnight. But anyway, I would end up listening to like Damien Rice. The slowest stuff I could possibly find. That's what kept me the most awake.
Wow.
And I'm sitting there crying. Blower's daughter!
For all the metal people next week, here's what we're going to do. Because I got sent this, and I apologize. Because I was not here for the afternoon yesterday, and we have way too many songs ready for New Music Tuesday. I got sent the new Demon Hunter single.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I listened to it.
It sounds like Demon Hunter.
It does.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what the thing would be for Demon Hunter, so we didn't do it today.
Yeah.
That's fine.
If you love Demon Hunter, guess what? Sounds like Demon Hunter.
There you go.
Ryan Clark sounds like Ryan. It's good.
Good.
So
there you go.
Speaking of people sounding like themselves, Dustin Kensrue.
Right.
former frontman of Thrice. I heard this yesterday on Sunday on the Prelude. Mm-hmm. Celeste played this one. He's got a new worship record that's incredible. Love everything on it. So
yeah,
you gotta love this.
Yeah, this song's called "God Is Good," and again, it's by Dustin Kinsler. Get to our Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio, and tell us if you dig it, which is a positive thing, or if you bury it, which would be the negative thing.
When we come back, we're gonna talk about why Firefly hasn't released a new metal song.
Yeah.
Come on, that sounds like a great idea.
I mean, your new music sounds all right, but what happened to all the metal?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about it when we come back.
Okay, we will. On the way back. Oh, wait. No, I'm thinking of Flyleaf. Never mind. My bad. Totally wrong band. My bad for thinking you ever sounded like that. Because you didn't. How dumb of me.
That's true. We did never sound that way.
Right. Okay. All right. Dustin Kinsler. Steve Moss and Morning Party.
No!
Static Radio.
Drums!
Programming!
Worship!
Percussive!
Tell us what you think. Dustin Kinsler, God Is Good, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. What we got, yo?
Bill Peterson says, if God is good, then let's go! Preludius. I like that word.
That's good, because it was on Prelude this last, yeah.
Thebe says, snap, snap, stay with me here. Instant rotation.
Okay.
TJ says, God is good all the time. I've got this song of praise in this heart of mine. Whoa. So help me, God. I will not revert back to 1992. I will sing something new.
Something new. So help me, God.
Dawn, what did you think of that song?
I liked it.
Yeah.
I did. I enjoyed it.
I'm down with it.
It's neat how Dustin Kinsler blends like worship songs with really cool music.
Yeah, yeah, I felt like I was totally just chilling, you know?
Yeah.
It was a good jam.
The funny thing about that for me is I've never really listened to praise music. The last praise album I had was probably like...
Salty!
It was like, wow, 1998 or something. And it was because it had a Sonic Flood song on it.
Oh, yeah!
Loved that first Sonic Flood album.
Totes.
And that's back when the whole...
Jeff Dio,
like,
Dio.
Worship.
In the quiet place.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
In the stillness, you are there.
I remember hearing that and being like, this is awesome, because I'd never heard that song before. And then I heard the original version, and it was so slow.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how would anybody like this song? And then I realized the super creativity that had happened with Sonic Flood when they... Yeah. Ba-ba-da, ba-ba-da,
I'm going to have this in my head all day now.
Yeah. But I've always been a sucker for a pop hook.
Man.
But anyway, yeah, so I've never really liked worship ever since then. And then people, like our big song, Waverly's biggest song, was pegged as a praise and worship song by our label. And so then it became this like, oh, thank you for doing this.
Man,
then it became this, no, we don't even listen to worship. That's how not worship band we are.
Right.
But we're Christians. But anyway, to hear Dustin Kinsler do worship is cool for me because I think I just had a lot of respect for him because of Thrice and his lyrics, you know, and he's out there like the sacred and the secular colliding.
Yeah.
He always did such a great job of walking that line where he had so many non-believers just listening to Thrice, paying attention to what he was saying.
Right.
Because they could relate, even though they were coming from a completely different end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
So cool and so much respect. So when I hear his worship stuff, I actually listen.
Yeah.
Because I respect the person.
It's
good, I think there's
man.
A lot to be said for that. I think a lot of people really like Dustin Kinsler for that reason.
Yeah.
Not to say he's not getting any crap, because he gets a lot of crap.
He does, man. It's crazy. Yeah.
Hey, guys. It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew?
Wow.
You should be in school right now, my friend.
What are you doing? Not in school.
Well, guys, today is an in-service day for the Albuquerque Public Schools District.
Oh. In-service. Jeez.
Okay. Yep.
Four-day weekend.
4 days?
Oh, yeah.
For Pete's sake.
Oh, yeah.
You're living it up.
It's nice, guys. I've been able to actually sleep in and relax, you know, not have to wake up so early in the morning.
What's that like, man?
How fancy.
Tell me what that's like.
It's so nice. It's so awesome. I mean, hey, it's great being a kid, isn't it?
Yeah.
It sure was 15 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Hey, guys, do you know somebody by the name of 2.0?
Yeah, that's our intern. She does Friday nights here on Static. She just
well, guys, I think it's her mom. She's my boss over at Sagebrush.
Ah, your boss? You got a job?
I'm actually a volunteer youth leader at the new family check-in desk inside the Sagebrush Riverside campus on Sundays.
That's awesome,
man. It's very cool.
Yeah, I've been with them for about, let's say, about 4 months now.
Do you have a lanyard?
Yeah, I have one of those lanyards that says Kids Planet on it.
That's official, man.
Yeah.
Good job.
You've made it.
So I'll have to post it on Instagram because I know Mateo has followed me on the internet.
Oh, Mateo.
Yeah. Steve-O, you should follow me too, man. I'll have to give you a shout out. But hey, to my awesome friends who run Static.
Thank you, buddy. We run it. We run this. It don't run us.
Matthew, you are the meaning in my life. You're the inspiration.
It don't run we.
It don't run we.
Yes, thank you, guys. Hey, can you guys play me a song this morning?
Yeah, sure. The new Five Iron Frenzy. Heck yeah.
All right, guys. Hey, I want you guys to find a song by Amberlynn, and I want to put this out to the fabulous staff at Sagebrush Community Church, Riverside Campus.
Okay.
All right.
Matthew, can I pick the Amberlynn song?
Sure, of course.
Awesome.
All right.
It's going to be called So Far from Five Iron Frenzy.
All right. Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, Matthew from Albuquerque. There you go. That dude's awesome. That dude.
The funny thing is we're all genuinely surprised that he called in at 9:20 in the morning because we're like, hey, you're supposed to be in school, buddy. Yeah. You get to school.
We care about the kids, man.
Yeah, we do.
We care about the kids.
We cares about them. Anyway, after much, much anticipation.
Yeah.
And lead up, I guess, we're going to play a new Five Iron Frenzy song.
Man, yeah.
The song is called So Far.
And you got to tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Oh, yeah.
You got to spend
Pause.
Some time with them.
Eh? What made you choose that Amberlynn song? That is the one I've wanted to hear all morning.
Okay.
I woke up this morning and had that song stuck in my head, and you just read my mind and put it on there.
Is it haunting you?
The haunting.
They're brothers. They're happy.
That's
and they're
crazy.
Singing.
We think
they like
alike.
Covers.
We really do.
We're on the same cycle. Anyway, we got to go. This next song is called So Far. It's by Five Iron Frenzy, and they are stoked that we're playing it. I have word from Leonore that she is excited. And Reese. And Reese got a tattoo the other day.
That's exciting, too.
Oh, so
that's
exciting.
Tell us what you think. Facebook.com.
Keep it together around
slash here. /mystatic radio. Dig it or bury it. Let us know.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static Radio.
No one?
What do you think so far?
I was waiting for somebody else to say something.
I'm tired
of talking all
the
time.
We were waiting on you.
I always
start it. You do talk a lot.
I do.
What a talker.
Wow.
Tell us what you think.
This guy never shuts up.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. At home, am I that way, though?
No.
I feel like at home, like I get all my words out on the air, so then I go home and I'm like, I just sit on the couch.
That's fine.
This is me at home. I think people think our house is crazy because we live in a commune.
That's
we all live together.
Fault.
That's true.
And yeah, and so I think people think we have like big parties all the time,
though.
And we're like, yeah,
yeah. If you consider a party,
it.
Listen, we party hard up until about 7:30 at night, and then everyone starts petering out really fast.
And the party hard that she's referring to is Dawn going on an adventure trying to find diapers for Brody.
Yes. Yes.
And Brody just sitting
there
looking around.
We played music on the little speaker thing you got for Chrissy, and we danced around.
We did for almost a full song.
It was great.
It was incredible.
Dance party! Where's
Dance
the cap?
Party.
Whew! I gotta sit down.
How long is the song? Oh, 3 minutes and 13 seconds. Too long!
Too long!
Too long!
That's
why
too
ska
much.
Songs are 2 minutes.
That's so funny.
Speaking of ska songs, Five Iron Frenzy, so far.
Let's see what people have to say. Bill says, don't make me suffer, Barry.
Oh, man.
Matt says, Diggeroonie.
Okay.
TJ says, so far, this is the star of the show. He weeps, which ignites a fire in my eyes. He says, you're keeping me alive. I say, liar. Solid, Teej. Solid.
Wow.
Solid. Now, I will say this. I didn't read Thebes' comment on the last song because it came in too late, but he fit in more Waverly song titles than I've ever seen in one paragraph in my life.
That's pretty incredible.
And you did it, Thebes. I give you credit.
Good job.
You're the man.
Good job.
Speaking of Thebes, he says, introducing the worst comeback band ever. Couldn't stand them then, and nothing has changed.
Okay.
Stern words. But, he says, for something positive, the new stuff is a little better than the other drivel that made them popular in the first place.
I'm not going to say I agree with him.
Yeah?
I've never owned a Five Iron record.
Uh-huh.
I do own the snazzy Five Iron t-shirt, though.
Hey, hey!
Huge fan.
Designed by Colin Rigsby of House of Heroes.
Boom! Shout out to Reese.
I really enjoy the new record.
I do too. I was never a ska fan.
I've never owned a five iron. I own this new record.
It's a solid record.
I didn't purchase it. Reese gave it to us, but I still own it.
And I'll say, like, you would think, you know, ska music was kind of a flash in the pan on the big spectrum of music. But, man, their fan base is rabid.
No doubt.
They will never die.
You know, you say flash in the pan like it's no big deal, but as someone who likes to cook, a flash in the pan is a really big deal.
There you go.
And you're going to want to...
Touche.
You have got to take action.
Touche.
And it can leave a lasting mark.
Chopped.
Well, Jets guy Rio says, guess what? I finally got my work boots off, and no surprise, they stink. This does not stink. Diggs, no surprise. He loves Five Iron. Matt says, how does one become an intern? We'll get to you, Matt. And okay. He says, Five Iron Frenzy is legit. He digs it. Joel the Nanny says, oh my, happy dancing. I love it lots.
All right. Mm. That's how we do.
I will say this. Even if you don't like Five Iron, if Five Iron and House of Heroes happen to get all their crap together and end up playing in Albuquerque, you need to come to that show.
That show would be magical.
Their show, they put on such a great show.
Yeah, I've never seen them.
Great
Ever.
Show.
Ever. It still irritates me.
The other day after the show, after everything was over, they played Queen music for the outro.
Yeah.
And Leonore and Reese got in the crowd and they were throwing glitter everywhere and they were dancing with the crowd.
So cool.
And it was so much fun.
Yeah.
They just like to have good shows and good times.
Can the show start at 5 so I'm awake for 5 Iron?
Maybe.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Usually the headliner, it's like, well, there's no way I'm seeing that band. Yeah. I'm old.
Maybe it could be on a Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can put on your big boy pants and go to the Friday night show.
How late do we stay up on Friday nights? Hey. It's Friday, y'all! I
tell you what, people. I know. You would think they don't have to work the next day, so it's different on the weekends, right? Not true. We went to the Hispano Chamber of Commerce gala, and it was we had to chain them to the floor to keep them in that building once it got past 10 o'clock. And I could not believe it.
Yeah. It's weird.
Hey, wait. When we went to the gala.
She's talking about me.
When we went to the gala, I was like ready to dance. I was out there dancing with strangers.
Once the dancing started, Steve-O was okay. But before the dancing, we were in major danger of going home.
They brought in a country act, not down in country or anything. But we go in there, we sit in a warm coliseum, slow country music starts. What's going to happen to me?
Sun goes down.
What's going to happen at 10 o'clock? Exactly. I'm sitting there going,
a lonesome feeling, gonna do my door.
Is it still happening? Still happening. And we had like an hour till the dance thing started. But we made it. We did good.
Run down, boom, across the railroad tracks.
Hey, do you guys hear that?
Table for two.
It's everybody falling asleep.
Yeah, they're feeling our pain.
They're falling asleep.
I sit alone.
Dawn, we're putting them to sleep.
Can we at least get to the chorus?
Yeah. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Okay, that's good.
That wasn't him.
Oh, here's
him,
the good part.
But if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely.
You're welcome, everybody.
Okay, we gotta stop.
Watch Broken Dreams doing it out of the
I
got a question.
We really heard that song that night.
I know.
And
I was amazed.
Since y'all play the hip hop and y'all play the metal, why can't you play the country?
Oh,
good
we do.
Point.
Other than Johnny
Cash.
No, other than
good point.
Give me the country.
Give
me tractor songs.
Oh, I want to hear the country while I watch the NASCAR.
That's what I want to do.
Like Shelton? Blake Shelton?
Yeah, sure. That's fine. Joe Duffy, Diffy. Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks?
Bell Biv DeVoe.
Flashback Friday, Garth Brooks.
Wrong. Garth Brooks, The River.
Oh.
You know what dreams like a
Can
river.
We please do that?
Yes.
Ever changing as it flows. And the dreamer's just a vessel.
You know, for somebody who's it like mocking country, we sure know a whole lot of it.
Trying to learn from what's behind.
Okay, we got to move on.
Never know.
Thankfully, Matthew
in
from Albuquerque likes good music.
He does.
He wanted us to play a song for the Sagebrush Community Church,
there
Riverside Campus, all the peeps he works with, and all the folks rocking lanyards this morning.
That's right. We're dedicating this to you, Matthew, and all of your friends.
The song is called The Haunting. It's by Amberlynn. There's nothing weird about the title of the song and why that is the Sagebrush theme song.
No.
I just want to make that clear.
Is it haunted?
No, it's not haunted.
I was just asking.
Oh, okay. It is New Mexico. There's plenty of places that are quote-unquote haunted.
Investigate anything paranormally, calling my friends. The Ghost Squadron.
I've done that before. Chemo Theater.
Really?
Haunted.
It's creepy.
Alleged. Allegedly. We went with some ghost hunters. We filmed an episode there for U-Rock.
For U-Rock? Gosh, yeah. I wish I could do some of that stuff.
It was interesting. Turns out, not so much.
Not so much. Yeah. Not so much.
Who knew?
Who guessed?
When I walked in.
I'll tell you who knew. Pointing up at the sky. That's who knew.
It's Amberlynn, Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static Radio!
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
And here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
It's true now.
It is.
I love rock and roll.
Hey.
Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to the show.
Good morning, everyone.
Steve-O, Mateo, and Dawn Michelle.
Here I am.
Welcome.
There she is.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Shout out to all your fans who are listening to us and making our show bigger and better.
Yeah, thank
Yay!
You.
It's cool.
If you like what you hear, you don't have to only listen when Dawn's here.
That's true.
And I,
they're funny and awesome all the time.
Yeah, we try to be. But we're here every day. We can
most
guarantee
that.
Most of
the time. How about
I feel like
time?
You ground us a lot, though.
Think so?
Yeah.
But in
is
a
that
good way.
Like, in a bad way or
no,
good
a good way?
Like, this flight has been grounded.
Oh, yeah.
It's
kind of
like
you're
the kid at the end of the string holding the kite, and where
there
the kite's
go.
Just whipping in the wind.
And we're like, oh, what happens if we start whipping it around in circles and we don't understand what's going to happen with that kite? But you're like, nope, I got the string at the end, so no matter what, this kite's going to fly.
Yeah, we're soaring, guys.
Yeah, because usually we just dive bomb into the sand at the beach.
Right. Yeah. He's yanking on the string, and I'm shooting BB pellets at it. And they're just holding on like idiots. But we're all still flying the same kite, hanging out.
It would be really strange if we saw if you went to the beach and you saw a couple of kites holding a string and on top of the string was a human going,
people.
Help me! Help me!
Man, the other day, Fireflight was taking some new photos and we were out in this big field in Nashville next to the dam and Percy Priest Dam.
Yeah.
And there is this family, like two sons, and I think the son, by the time we got there, the sons had quit trying to help the parents fly the kite, but the mom and the dad were trying to fly a kite, and we were just sitting there waiting for the rest of the group to get there. So we're just sitting there watching them for about 20 minutes, and for 20 minutes, they tried to put this kite in the air the exact same way, which was to throw it up and run, but not let any string out.
Aww.
And they did that for 20 minutes, and it continued to crash. And we were just sitting there, we didn't know what to do, because everything inside of us wanted
you
to be like,
help them.
No, that's not how you do it. And you get almost angry about it when you sit there for a while. So when we finally walked by him, I was like, hey, try letting the string out really fast as soon as it starts flying. You know, I'm like, we're trying. We can't get this thing up. And I didn't know what to say because they would be like, no, you're not trying. You just keep throwing it in the air.
Oh, my gosh.
And then not giving it any string. It was hard.
Oh, man.
That was a hard day for us.
It was hard.
But once you get it down,
that's a difficult
it's easy.
Place.
Yeah, it's hard to like get the kite going, but I feel like once you learn how to ride a kite, it's like, isn't that the same?
Yeah,
like,
right.
It's easy.
Once you learn how to ride a kite,
like,
you never
like
forget.
It's like riding a kite.
Pause.
You never
pause,
forget.
Everybody stop.
I'm sorry.
You ride kites?
Yeah, you ride a kite. It's like riding a kite.
No.
Once you get it, it's you remember it when you're older?
The book is called The Kite Runner, not The Kite Rider.
No, but it's like the saying that everybody
and
says.
And I don't know if you read that book, but that.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not a happy-go-lucky
like,
book.
Dude, that's easy. It's like riding a kite.
Okay.
And
it is a great book.
So you,
but it's not about riding
kites.
Once
you've mastered something, even if for like 20 years you don't ride a kite or something,
you
and
know
when you
know
come
how?
Back, you're like, oh, it's easy. It's like riding a kite.
Dawn.
Yeah.
This is what happens when every day for lunch you eat a giant roll with ranch dressing.
I forgot my lunch in the freezer. It's at home.
It's okay.
Here's a true story about Steve-O, and you guys need to help him out, all of your listeners, when I'm not here. He does not bring his lunch. He forgets it or he doesn't make a plan at all.
Yeah,
so he just doesn't eat until he gets home at like 2:30. And by that time, he's not had a good breakfast.
Time.
He's had no lunch. He is just worthless as a person. I think he imagines that his life is way harder than it really is simply because he doesn't eat and he feels like crap all day long.
Maybe this is true.
His life would be
there
easier if he would just fuel his body machine.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know.
Body machine.
Body machine. So there you go. That's how it is. And I left it in the freezer, so you were no help this morning.
Thanks for that.
Poor thing.
I can sense it.
So what we need is our listeners to bring Steve-O some lunch.
Because once I start eating lunch every day, I'll pick it up like riding a kite.
Yeah, just like riding a kite. Just like old times when you used to eat lunch.
Full circle.
That's how we do. That's not what I'm looking for. That's not what I'm looking for. What is happening? That's what I'm looking for.
There, man,
it only took three pages.
That's fine. Guys, I just want you to know.
Yeah.
Remember, we learned today that there's a clown shortage in the U.S., and if you're a professional clown or a clown in training, you need to get out there and do your job.
That's right.
Because we need you.
Rise to the occasion.
Absolutely. Right. Maybe you, when you were a kid, you thought you wanted to be a clown. You even started taking lessons and stuff. Guess what? It's just like riding a kite.
It's true. You need.
If you took clown lessons as a kid, you'll pick it right back up.
You need
up.
To quit clowning
for
around.
For such a time as this.
And do your job, or you'll be the laughingstock of humanity.
You'll find it.
I got it. Thanks for tuning in today. We had fun.
We did.
Today I learned that a lot of people who listen to New Music Tuesday are familiar with old songs that some bands have written. And maybe they're just good at Googling, which is probably what's really
probably more familiar with Wikipedia.
There you go.
Which is not always correct.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not?
That's true.
Oh, gosh. No wonder I failed college.
Wikipedia's crazy, man, and it can be brutal. That lady who interviewed Bodie Miller this week made him cry on the Olympics. Oh. It's already on her Wikipedia page.
Oh, man.
It shows, like, her accolades, if you will, and then it's like 2014 made Bodie Miller cry at the Olympics by pushing her. Yeah.
Wow.
Already on her page.
Hey, if you're a racing fan out there today, we know it's a tough day for you.
Yeah.
But you got this.
Woo-hoo.
You got this.
Yeah. Number three. Hey, honestly, Austin Dillon, this rookie kid, driving the number three car for the first time since 2001 when Dale Earnhardt Sr. Crashed at Daytona. He made the pole. I'm telling you, that's cool stuff.
That's cool stuff,
which is why I know now that racing is fixed by the Amish Mafia.
Tomorrow we're going to talk about how the NFL is fixed. Controversy coming up in the wide world of sports.
Boom.
We'll tell you more about conspiracies. We'll be discussing Hollow Earth and the Illuminati. So tune in tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. That's when we're going to talk about it. If you miss the 6 a.m. hour, you'll never hear it because I'm not going to podcast it.
There you go. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static Radio.